It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
Nip it in the bud. Andy.
It reminds me of Beethoven. All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
We cuddle and kiss, that's all. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are live on CWERadio.com.
.com.
I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Hosty.
We got Steve.
The Arista Sweats.
Seriously. Sean.
The Vodka Krats.
And would you want me to call you?
My name is Kayvon.
Kayvon.
Kayvon. From Bavakwa Krats.
What's going on, guys?
I like to bring the urban feel, so I'm the Kayvon.
Kayvon.
Because we need even less listeners.
How?
Oh.
Damn.
No black people doing podcasts, really, huh?
No.
This is like a white person thing, huh?
Well, the soundboard's kind of expensive, then a laptop.
And yeah, I don't think that's
going to I'm not making this racist, Sean.
I didn't either. I just said it was expensive.
Oh. Well, look it up. There's got to be a reason why.
Yeah, all the Hennessy and chicken and all that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That'll be the name of it, right? Hennessy and chicken.
That's on camera.
This is the Hennessy and chicken
it's like
hour.
Six people just saw you trip. And they're all in this room.
Yeah, exactly.
P-Rock has the ability to articulate.
Oh, she said just kidding. She said just kidding.
Actually, I know several people in the gaming community.
Oh.
Where are you going, Later. Justine?
Drive safe.
I think they're trying to
Thanks
derail
for
the
calling.
Show.
I think so. I think they did. So where are you saying that? There's several people
in the gaming community who are of African American descent and do podcasts. So
do they count though? Because they're kind of nerdy black people, right?
Well,
so they might as well be white.
Speaking of the gaming community, I think we have a guest in studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Show your GameStop's own Bree Silva
Holy
is
shit.
Here.
I thought you were talking about Justine.
Say hello, Bree.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, shit.
I'm so glad to be a part of your show.
That's not the voice.
You're right.
It's got to be raspier. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have a substitute Brie here today.
Almost equally in circumference.
Like the cheese, but spelled different.
I'm so confused.
Brie Silva just called us fags.
Wow.
Wow. What the fuck did I do?
That's true. Apparently, you sucked a man's penis.
She said you're gay.
What else is new?
All right. That's
so what is going on?
Good old suck dick Sean.
Damn. Oh, I don't know what you call that
suck
at all.
Sucking dicks.
That's awful.
I'm Shoney Sucksticks.
No, that's not
Shoney
me.
Shoney Sucksticks. No, it really is me.
No,
listen, there's two of us on mic right now. I'm Shoney Sucksticks.
I don't want to be Shoney Sucksticks.
That's it.
I'll be Shoney Sucksticks.
Well, what else is new?
Steve Sixness and Shawnee Sucks Dicks.
Man, you are pouring sweat like
I am,
massive
It is
shit.
Hot in here.
You are sweating bullets.
Worse than Mike Rotundo, who sweats worse than Kev.
We are broadcasting live from a sauna.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. And right now, my wife and Sean's fiance are making out in the hallway. Ew. Oh, my God. What's going on? And she was running.
They are bumping boxes.
I think your wife is like trying to get lesbian with her, but she's not having it.
What's that?
Nothing.
So, it's hot in here. Steve's drinking.
I've been drinking all day.
I'm drinking beer.
His crotch is soaking wet. We don't know why.
Derek's drinking.
I spilled a little beer.
I had one.
I'm Derek.
I'm still nursing it.
I need a nipple for my beer.
No, this is a summer shandy.
Well, when you're when that's emptied out, you can just shove that bottle up your ass in case you got a shit.
Oh, you can take that bottle, turn it sideways, and drink it.
Yeah.
Derek, what's the brand of that beer?
Oh, boy. Linen Kugels.
Yeah.
Linen Kugel family since 1867.
Somebody give this man a cupcake.
You're not drinking this, are you, Sean?
No.
Okay, good.
No gluten. I'm done with gluten.
Yeah, because this will wreck you.
That'll...
The wheat beer will kill you.
I won't need to drive home. I can just rock it home.
How's your tummy doing?
I didn't have gluten in quite some time.
It's working?
Minus one day this week, I had some gluten. I had some beer.
Yeah, you look very tired. What is going on?
It's exhausted.
Why?
Mad. He's mad.
I have no carbs.
Why are you mad?
Because
I have no carbs. Because you have no carbs?
I have no carbs.
You're
no
angry
energy.
And you're tired because you have no carbs.
No, I'm just tired because I have no carbs.
Oh.
I thought he was tired because of that skunky smell in the parking lot.
You do, you are kind of bringing the show down. Why don't you pep it up a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Do we have any Red Bull?
Oh.
My first two drinks were.
And
then I ran out.
And you're about to fall asleep, really?
Yeah.
Stuff doesn't really work anyway. Yeah.
I just want to welcome the Jews back.
Oh, thank God.
From his whatever Jewish holiday he had.
Well, he couldn't make it last week because of Passover.
Is that what he had?
I'm assuming.
Is that where they all come in each other's yarmulkes?
It's coming, my yarmulke.
Soggy yarmulke?
Soggy
yarmulke.
I'm relieving the wow. contact of the shirt.
Yeah, you look like you have massive tits.
I was making a tent out of a shirt to try to get some airflow in there.
You got to vent it a little bit.
Hey, this is when you wear Under Armour.
Oh, look. I got tit sweat.
Oh!
What'd you jump in a pool, you pig?
Yeah. Can we get a picture of that for the Twitter?
Yes.
Hold on. I got it.
I'll do it.
All right.
Because I actually have service in here.
Oh, speaking of pictures, on your porch is a picture of one stick figure kicking another stick figure.
What color?
It's green.
It's green. Oh. It's all green.
In the ball sack. No. And then the other one has a little talk bubble that says, ow, my nuts.
That's because I want no one near my fucking property.
Really?
Because
your daughter went to the window and said, what does that say?
Somebody told her it was Italian.
Yeah, I had to tell her that it was Italian.
Fragile.
You couldn't understand it?
I was like, you don't speak Italian. You won't know what it means.
And she just looked at you and walked away?
Yeah.
Nice.
Really?
It wasn't until after I drew these stick figures kicking each other in the nuts that I was informed that we weren't allowed to use the chalk outside because it would get tracked inside.
I bought the chalk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, way to go. You ruined everyone's life.
I did.
But at least you look great.
She asked me what it said. I said, I don't know, and I walked away really fast.
I mean, your lats look awesome. You are a good-looking guy.
Actually, yeah, Sean, you have Sean so worked up over this invisible lat syndrome. He's been sending me pictures.
Literally, I sent a picture of my lat, Stevenson. Invisible lats my ass.
So IBS Invisalats. And ILS, huh?
Well, he sent me the picture. He's like, invisible lats my ass. And I was like, hang on, let me grab my glasses.
Swear glasses.
Thanks, Steve.
The joke.
Thanks
for spoon and feeding that one to me.
Spoon and feeding?
Spoon feeding.
I think DOA's outside.
Those lads.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I guess we'll just jump in the news since nobody's saying anything. Jesus Christ.
Well, you got nothing new, do you?
Well, I don't know. There's five people on mic. Somebody should have an interesting story or something.
Oh, way to deflect. He asked you if you have something. Well, there's everybody on
I just had this picture of my lads. I'm going to send to this guy, Derek.
No, don't send me your lads.
It's going.
Send him lads.
Boop.
He's got latitude.
For those who haven't seen Sean without a shirt, he's got these fine etched wings that we call lat muscles. He's got a delicious six pack, almost an eight pack.
That's not true. Okay, the first half was true. Second half, not so much.
If he would do a few more leg raises, he would have the whole eight pack, possibly more. He definitely has those lines that guide you right to the penis. I know. Like right at the waistline.
You got the big arrow, the V?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a little
I feel like all
tidbit.
Except the first part of that was true. Thank you, Matt.
Matt's got a tidbit.
Everybody knows what Brazzers is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Porno jerking off. I love it.
Wait. Is Sheila here?
No.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a guy named Stevie Sin or something like that.
That's me.
You know who he is? Anyway, there's a guy in the gaming community who looks just like him.
Okay.
And a lot of the other gamers who apparently frequent the Brazzers website were starting to joke with him. And they for the brackets, they were putting the letters BRZ.
Time out. Most of the gaming community are people that frequent Brazzers, I'm sure.
Gamers.
That's where I was going with that.
Gamers and porn. Never saw that one coming.
So they were teasing him about this, and he didn't know, who the hell this person was. So
virgin.
They're, like, putting this BRZ in front of his name as if that's, like, his tag and, like, somebody sponsoring him. And he goes, what the hell is BRZ? What is this? And they're like, Brazzers, he's like the porno company? And they're like, yeah, you look just like this guy, Stevie Sin or something. And he's like, okay. So he starts tweeting the extracurricular activities manager of sorts. And the guy got
back to
him.
Isn't the whole company extracurricular activity?
Well, there's like the director of like stuff that doesn't have to do with porn affairs or something like that. I don't know. So the guy got back to him. Now, this is a friend of mine who runs a podcast like, or well, a live stream once a week. Gets a good number of viewers. He got 3,700 people on when the guy from Brazzers came on Skype to listen to him. 3,700 people simultaneously. It was like something like 11,000 total over like 3 hours.
It's crazy.
They're going to sponsor him. Brazzers is going to sponsor my friend.
Because he looks like a porno star.
No, because he just happened to like approach them about the idea. And they were like, this sounds like a good idea. And the guy, he brought it up to him. He goes, I look like, you know, whatever that guy is. And he goes, oh, yeah, you kind of do look like it. He didn't even know that was the reason why. This was a joke.
What is Brazzers going to do exactly to
sponsor
him?
They're going to basically...
like pay his entrance fees and stuff?
They're going to pay for his travel, his hotel and everything. Wow. And they're going to fly him around to play at tournaments and promote. I'm using
And he has
quotes.
To sit on Black Dick nightly.
Well,
nice.
Might.
I got a picture to show you.
And you know, to be fair, this guy Joe is not your typical gaming nerd. This guy is like in way better shape than
apparently any he looks like a porn star.
Buddy in here, he's like, you know, he's ripped.
I think Derek looks like a porn star.
I can see it.
You could pass for one. And you know, he's like, you know, just not your typical gamer. You know, at least not what the average person would expect. So he is definitely he stepped in some shit because this is a big deal.
And Matt is getting sponsored by Wendy's.
Well,
that would be awesome.
And what, they don't need any help. Trust me. They don't need any help.
Matt plays he plays at the video games in his boxer shorts with White Castle logos on it. Fucking Wendy's and McDonald's.
But yeah, basically he just has to maybe wear a t-shirt or something. And a lot of guys in the community are upset because they think that Brazzers is going to like take over and that they're going to be plastered all over.
It's not that they're
going to
take over, but now people are going to
want to get sponsored by them.
Or even if they don't, they're going to associate these particular Mortal Kombat players, this little group of people.
And he's
with
not
porn.
Just Mortal Kombat. This guy is well known the whole fight.
So he does everything.
He plays everything.
I think they're worried that it's going to bring a little bit of a bad name into the community.
If this doesn't get him laid, like, his shit's
Oh, trust me. He gets fine. Laid plenty.
Matt's laid him plenty of times.
Trust me. He gets some vagina, if you know what
laid
I mean.
Laid him out in UMK3.
Nice.
Oh, burnt him.
But no, he's good. He's a really good player.
How's it feel to be the porn star?
Not a porn star yet.
Yes.
But yeah, this is like a huge deal. Everybody in the whole FGC, the fighting game community, is up in arms about it because like
they
love the idea or they hate the idea. A lot of my guys are upset and like making fun of it. They're already putting BRZ in front of their name for tournaments and stuff, and they don't get it though. Like, this is just a company who is going to sponsor maybe 1 to 3 players, and that's it. They might run their own stuff, but you got to go to their stuff, you know, to make it happen, you know.
I think it's a wonderful thing.
I think it is too.
I'm getting a little nervous. I'm getting a little nervous about Matt.
Why?
Because he's sweating profusely.
I am sweating a lot.
I'm a little worried. Like, I think I might have to call the ambulance.
I'm not even
just
sweating.
Just give him some
bacon. Yeah, that's it.
I am not sweating yet.
Just fill a trough with water. He'll be
fine. He did eat like 4 hamburgers and 2 quarter-pound dogs.
Cardiac arrest.
I did eat 1 hamburger, 1 quarter-pound dog, and 2 small dogs.
Wow.
Slab dogs.
Where do you put it?
Yeah, Jesus.
Right here. See this giant mess?
Kev, you sweating?
Pretty much there.
Yeah, but I've got a hat on, and it's kind of absorbing everything.
That hat is so soaked right now. It's like you just dipped it in a pool.
It's going to stink like shit. Yeah. It's going to stink like the outside of your house if that guy shit on it.
Yeah.
So I had something to talk about. What about you guys?
I got nothing. I'm a loser.
Steve's drunk. That's it.
That's it.
I got a puppy. That's all I got.
How is the puppy?
Great. It was here earlier. I got excited and, you know, bit people.
It bit people.
It did what puppies do. Tore Jamie's pants.
Well, speaking of bacon.
Took a shit.
Burger King is rolling out the bacon sundae.
About time.
What?
Fucking
in
stupid.
Select markets.
Why?
I don't know.
Like Louisiana, Mississippi?
That Tennessee.
Is so pissed.
Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
You're only Tennessee.
Seems the fast food outlets are doing the best out to each other. Pizza Hut had a hot dog stuffed crust pizza.
What?
a pizza with, instead of cheese in the crust, hot dogs.
That sounds kind of awful.
Yeah, yeah, gross. It really does.
Hot dogs are gross in general.
I could see like getting some pepperoni in the crust there or something, but not a hot dog.
Well, I figure if you go out west and they don't really have like the pizza that we have.
Or standards.
Thing, yeah, or standards.
Full mouths of teeth.
Or waistlines just, under 40 inches.
Just cousin fuckers eating hot dog pizzas and...
Clear
that would
arteries.
Be a good restaurant name, Cousin Fuckers.
Cousin Fuckers.
Kind of like Fuddruckers.
Come in to Cousin Fuckers and get the hot dog pizza.
Pushing sheep up to the end of a cliff.
Yeah, they push back. Wow, the hot dog stuffed crust pizza was 270 calories a slice.
Sure it was.
Jesus.
That's not that
bad. That's really not that bad.
Even more than about it.
It's not that bad.
Vanilla ice cream. This is the sundae. Slathered in fudge sauce and topped with chunks of...
It's not slathered in bad wrappers?
No. Slathered in fudge sauce. Fudge sauce.
Okay.
That means it's not really fudge.
Yeah, it's like hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate fudge.
And topped with chunks of cooked rashers.
Brazzers?
Salty bacon.
Oh.
Is that like bacon bits? What is that?
You just don't do that.
I really feel like it's going to be like bacon bits.
It's like instead of sprinkles, they just throw some fucking bacos on it.
They just shake the frame bottom.
Chocolate coated bacos. That's pretty nasty.
Well, here's the hot dog stuffed crust.
Oh my god! It looks erotic.
It looks like somebody just peeled back the foreskin on a dick.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it looks like.
That mustard drizzle. Uh-huh. It says
mustard. Yeah. Free mustard drizzle.
It looks like somebody like swiped their cock through a pizza and like got stuck at the end.
That's like a McFlurry with just mustard though.
What?
Mustard and fucking cookies and cream mixed in.
I mean, I guess you could cut the crust off and just eat it as a hot dog.
Hot dog stuffed crust. Yeah, but I don't want to have a hot dog than a piece of pizza, you know?
Oh,
right?
Come on.
I like the bacon somewhere. Garnish on the bacon.
Yeah, they actually have like a quarter slice of bacon sticking out. Mm. So you can tell the world I am a fucking pig.
Yeah.
I don't think so,
pig. I'd actually probably eat that pizza, by the way.
With the hot dog, really?
It doesn't look that bad.
I might try the ice cream. Might try the ice cream.
It's better than what Sean was eating before.
Would you put the mustard drizzle on it?
The fuck
I'm afraid what the mustard drizzle is.
I know. It's a pretty bad word.
Mustard drizzle.
Ogre in a bag is just like coming into a cup.
Next time I order
that
hot dog.
That sounds like a Sunday type thing. Mustard, like a mustard drizzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a mustard drizzle is just like an awkward colored shit.
Okay. Derek, you know anything about that?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually had an awkward one earlier.
Give me
so
the Pepto.
The
I had
page.
The mustard drizzles.
Look at that pizza. It has like just...
A penis sticking out of it.
No, there's just like random toppings just kind of thrown
no,
on.
No, that's why
there.
I would
not
eat
even
it.
Cooked
I
into
see
it.
A urethra in that hot dog coming out of
the crust. Yeah, I do. I see a vast deference.
Is the pizza supposed to have a ball sack?
So, listen, Sean before, he came a little, okay, quite late to the party.
Sorry, I have to stimulate the economy.
So he grabs himself a hot dog and a bun. I'm like, oh, all right, normal hot dog. And then he puts slices of cheese on it, wrapped cheese.
Yes.
With ketchup.
And he doesn't even like heat it up. It's just slices of cheese.
Yeah, it didn't even melt.
No, it didn't. It was delicious.
He does that every single time you
every
get those hot dogs.
Every fucking time. Luckily, there's no bacon.
Two perfectly distributed slices of American
wrap. They have to be singles, though.
American
singles,
yes.
If they were in like a ShopRite bag, then I could probably do it.
Really?
Yeah, because then
they don't bend, right? Because they're
exactly.
Because they're real.
They're like a real crisp cheese. Singles, I can, you know, they're like my heroin.
They're not malleable slices of cheese.
When I was a kid, I used to just eat cheese and mustard.
I literally
two
eat
slices of
just
cheese,
cheese here
mustard
all the time.
In the middle. Spicy brown mustard.
What were you like in college? Forever?
No.
Like that's like
I was preparing. And washed it down with some ramen noodle juice.
You're still in college then.
Yeah.
Oh. Steve, how many times have you seen me on your couch now? Just eating Kraft singles?
Quite a few times.
So you're like Homer in that episode where he's like 64 individually wrapped slices of American cheese?
Yeah. No, I've never watched The Simpsons, but that sounds like a great idea.
Never watched The Simpsons.
Oh, he eats them all.
He was born after it ended.
What? Oh, waka waka.
What?
I need more beer.
All I know is that the only cheese I eat is like deli sliced cheese. I don't eat that fucking wrapper shit.
Deli sliced cheese is very
That's
good.
Why it's perfect. I come over, I eat it. You don't, so I might as well eat it. Don't want to, you know.
Why don't you just move in here?
I might as well.
I wish he would.
Hey. Get off my couch.
You could share a room. You can share a room with the L upstairs.
All right.
Sean, can we have a show tonight?
She digs you.
Yeah, I can buy it. Since he puts out or...
What?
Oh, boy.
You want to just like take a nap or something?
Oh, boy.
You really look tired.
Do I?
I think he looks like $1 million.
I feel fine.
I can see his veins bulging in his arm.
That's how you know.
He's looking pretty good.
I said that a while ago. I said as soon as my veins pop out, Sean's drunk.
He's got those huge...
fucking lats and delts and
oh, you can see them?
Traps.
And his delts and now, too.
So you went on delts. So you went on delts. I knew you were lying.
Sean, you should start drinking before matches because then you'd look jacked.
I should start drinking before matches because then Sean will look jacked.
Everyone should start drinking.
Steve, you should drink before matches and you'll be passable.
Holy shit.
Or you'll sleep through it.
Probably, yeah.
It's one or the other.
More realistically.
Sip a beer.
So nobody wants this bacon sundae?
Nope.
I'm not going to lie. I'll probably try it.
Everybody loves a good mixture of sugar and salt.
Sweet and salty.
Everybody
and
loves salty. Bacon.
Not like
not even. An ice cream, though.
I think what would be better is if they found a way to make the ice cream bacon.
I'm sure it's...
Not just throw the bacon in the ice cream.
Bacon-flavored ice cream.
Freeze-dried bacon.
Why not?
Why not?
I mean, they have coffee ice cream.
Yeah, who the fuck likes that?
I mean,
do you like it?
It could almost be a cousin to chocolate.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in no mood to argue.
Okay.
Really? You look it.
Dick. I thought it looked like $1 million.
You look like $1 million. Oh, well, shit.
There was that, there was the local reference, Crazies, the ice cream place.
Yes.
In Rumson.
Yeah.
Their chocolate ice cream to me always tasted like coffee.
Really?
And I hated it.
I'm going to vouch for that. There is some, I've never been to that place, but there is some chocolate ice cream that just tastes legit like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Coffee beans.
I think it's
beans.
More that coffee nowadays just tastes like chocolate.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I never heard anybody say chocolate.
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 It's chocolate.
It's a Philly in them.
I do like chocolate.
Like, it just sounds like cholesterol beating off the back of your throat when you say it.
What?
Chocolate.
Because he can't say chocolate?
No,
like, come on.
Chocolate.
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 We're so annoying. How do you say it? Like, normally.
New York. New
chocolate.
York,
chocolate?
New York,
chocolate.
That's
New Jersey.
Not how it's pronounced.
New York, New Jersey, they all say chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get, like, down near Philly, they say chocolate.
Because that's.
Yeah,
that's
hence why I don't go to Philly, because I want to punch everyone in the tongue.
I say chocolate, because that's just how it comes out.
Chocolate.
But it's chocolate.
You get a hoagie.
No, it's not chocolate.
You get a hoagie, you get a water.
It's French.
And
it's
then you
chocolate.
Get a bar of chocolate.
And then you get some Jimmy's on your ice cream.
Actually, it might be like kind of Belgian.
Chocolate.
A
Belgian dip.
What's wrong with chocolate?
I don't know. It's just not chocolate. How I say it.
Where were you born?
It's not C-H-A-W.
Here.
Oh.
In this
no,
house.
But it's
in this house.
C-H-O.
Chocolate.
And?
Chock.
Chocolate.
It's you not said like C-H-A-L.
How would you say C-H-O-C? Would you say chalk?
Chocolate.
Or wait, you'd say chalk.
Chalk.
What did you say?
C-H-O-C.
I already forgot what you said.
C-H-O-C. How would you say that?
Man, this is great fucking radio.
If it's just C-H-O-C?
Yeah.
Choke.
Bullshit.
Do you say
bullshit,
like...
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Do you say like...
Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Do you say crocodile?
Oh, Lord and low.
Yeah, crocodile.
I love my crocodile.
I say alligator.
Oh, that cork.
I guarantee.
I've got a mediocre cork.
Choke.
Yes.
I think I say it right.
It's no. Chocolate.
I mean, that's actually wrong, but...
Well, a while ago, there was some lady on QVC, that asked me while I was watching it, and she kept saying, pillows, instead of pillows.
My roommate does that, and pillows. It drives me mad.
Apparently, it's a Pennsylvania thing.
Pillow.
Pillow. Pillow.
Pillow kitty.
Madness. Pillows.
That's terrible.
That's
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, what are some other uninteresting things that people say different?
Well...
Newark.
Tomato.
I always hear...
Newark?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
Like, oh my God, have you ever been to Newark? You're from New Jersey? Newark? Like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I hate when people say Amish instead of Amish.
Amish.
Who does that?
I've never
my
heard
mother
any-
does
Ooh,
I've never heard that.
Ooh, aunt. Amish. Aunt. Anybody. Aunt.
I want to take a 9-iron to your mother's vagina.
Holy
Whoa.
Shit.
Ooh, shit.
Do you hear that, Mom?
Aunt annoys me. Anybody says aunt.
Aunt.
I don't
aunt.
Say aunt. Aunt's gay.
Aunt.
I know someone who says Tupperware.
Who's that? Who says that?
The whole entire
retard.
My in-laws say it.
Tupperware.
I don't know what Tupperware is. That's dollar store fucking plastic.
Flubberware.
It's T-U-B apostrophe E-R.
It's either you tub Tupperware. Or you wear. Tupperware.
No, just T-U-B apostrophe R.
Tupperware.
This is Tuberware.
Tub-er.
I can't read or write.
So me and Steve were...
blowing gas. What?
No, Steve says me and the other person a lot. And we always correct him. He never changes it.
Why didn't Kev's legs are so close to touching? They're not actually touching, but our leg hair is.
Why don't you guys just like make out?
Yeah, that's pretty... I would jerk
Ooh,
off.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm just uncomfortable.
That's hot.
I feel violated.
Touch his balls. Touch his balls.
Yes!
I'm getting a boner.
Probably just make this a 1-hour show.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the stories.
Yeah, right?
Eat your dark.
Well, we got a couple. I tell you, the news sucked today.
It did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No, you know, it sucked.
You know what I heard, though? What would you hear? Interesting, because I've actually been following up on this and reading it and stuff. Don't ask why. It's kind of strange. I heard Charles Manson was up for parole again.
I believe he is.
Yeah.
Is he?
And he was denied.
Of course he was. You know, surprise, why would anybody else think otherwise?
He's 77. He looks like Saddam Hussein with the beard.
Yes.
With a swastika on his head.
Yeah, with a swastika on his head.
With life.
He will not be eligible for another 15 years.
Aww. That motherfucker's dead.
And the funny thing is, he didn't even kill anybody.
How is that funny?
Yeah. Wait. I don't see your humor, Derek.
You know what's real funny?
Then why is he in jail?
Funny, ha ha.
It's peculiar.
He got the death sentence for conspiracy to commit murder.
Did he?
Yeah, but because of... At the time, they were trying to take the death sentence out of California legislation, so death sentence was turned to life in prison, and then sometime shortly after, they reinstated the death sentence, but because his sentence had already been changed, they could not turn it back to death.
Nope. Okay.
That's called ex post facto.
Can you watch your language?
You guys are too smart for me.
Exactly. Now you know how I feel all the time.
No, I feel like you do. I just don't talk about it because I...
Well, here is Manson's statement. He said, "I'm special. I'm not like the average inmate. I've spent my life in prison. I've put 5 people in the grave. I'm a very dangerous man."
So he did kill 5 people.
He says he did.
He didn't physically kill anybody. He made other people do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Like a Jedi?
Jack of Orkin.
Yeah.
Like a Jedi.
You know, one of the stories is that he killed those people and then tried to get the law to believe that it was black people who did it in an attempt to start a race war.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, a lot of his camps and stuff were to prepare people for what he thought was the impending race riots that were coming. And one of the things he did was he took a wallet from one of the crime scenes and then dropped it off in a black community in hopes that somebody would steal it and start using their credit cards and it would get traced back to somebody who's black.
Did we talk about this already?
Nope.
It wasn't on air. I did talk to you about it, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Just keep your mic off, Sean.
Yeah, so that hoping that somebody would steal the wallet, use the credit cards, and get traced back to a black person, and then start the riots that he was telling all of his people were going
to happen. The wallet just got stolen, and...
It's never turned up.
He turned around, and it was gone. He's like, oh.
And then Brian Shapiro used the credit cards.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why Manson got a swastika tattoo.
Well, it used to be an X. I believe he turned it into a swastika in prison.
Yeah, he showed up in court with like it Rob as Zombie? An X, but in an attempt to assimilate in prison. I swear, I read about all this.
Okay.
Attempt to assimilate in prison, he turned it into a swastika so he can bond with the Aryans, but they ended up just violently raping him and beating him.
Awesome. Nice. That's what Aryans do.
Do you think they taped it?
I hope so.
Think they taped it in prison?
Maybe it's on browsers.
Ooh.
I gotta get sponsored. I gotta start gaming.
If I found a credit card right now, that's what I would spend the money on.
What? Browsers?
Browsers.
No, it's traceable. You gotta spend it on gas at a place that doesn't have cameras on the pumps. There you go. If you're gonna steal a credit card, buy gasoline.
Okay.
And buy extra gasoline and then resell it, too.
Yeah. Because it's only gonna go up.
Like, I'll fill 5-gallon containers and sell it to people.
That's not
real. Or give it to that girl that drinks it.
Yeah. And then I'd have sex with her.
Oh. Yes.
Ew, imagine that BJ.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I wanted to burp gasoline on my cock.
She finishes you and just like lights a lighter on your dick and just sets it on fire.
It's like Ricky Steamboat.
Wow. I'd like to take a time out. Jamie, just show me a picture of some salami nips.
Salami nips.
That could or could not be real.
It could or could not be hers.
Wow.
Whoa. Now I'm uncomfortable. At first, I said, let's see them, but now I'm uncomfortable.
They were basically what Derek was describing earlier. Nipples like the size of the breasts themselves.
That was me describing them.
Hoagie nips.
That's what I like.
Jam, let's see them.
I told you, I love nipples like big bruises on tits. Like a big fucking ground and pound in UFC and just punch them right in.
Take a baseball bat to it and then wait a week and see
what they
look like.
Suck on it.
Sean's ice is just, it's constantly being heard in the background. Jamie's going to show the nips.
I want to see some nips.
Nips.
I want to see
Broad, while you're up, you want to give me another beer?
Broad, while you're up, you want to give me another vodka and whatever juice is in your fridge?
Whatever juice is in
I think she's pissed.
I'll take another beer, China. Too. Can I see some nips and tits?
What does that say, Sean?
What?
What does that say?
It says invisible lats.
It says great lats, Sean.
Actually, it says ohoa.
What are you, Hawaiian?
Really? Why is everybody?
No,
saying
he's Jewish.
That?
Aloha.
If you get a if you get one of those Chinese symbol tubes, tattoos. Wow.
Tues.
Yeah. Well, most of those guys just look like douchebag white dudes, and not like they could possibly be Hawaiian.
Do I really look like I could be Hawaiian?
Yes.
No, that's why. No, you look like you're Arab.
So why would you ask? Thank.
Why would you put aloha on your back?
It doesn't say aloha. There's no.
What does it say?
Dumbass. Ohana.
What does that mean?
If you're a Disney fan, it's all Lilo and Stitch.
Oh my God, you have a Disney tattoo.
When did you get that? When you were like 8?
17. My dad signed for me.
Was he crying when he signed it? My son's such a faggot.
Wow!
See, I like this.
I like this.
It almost looks like.
I see that from here. Wow.
It almost looks
I don't
like
know if that's real, though.
It looks like there's a coffee roll on her tip.
Yeah.
It looks like a Cinnabon.
Cinnabon. Cinnamon roll. Cinnamon swirl.
And I would chew and gnaw and suck on it all day.
A little closer. A little closer.
We're gonna closer.
We're going to get kicked off YouTube.
Stream.
Oh, my God. That was so nauseating.
Those are real. Those are some serious nips.
Nips.
Yes, ew. We know Ohana means fucking family, Shapiro. What's it in Hebrew, bitch?
Wow, you actually got that right.
What? It's Ohana, actually.
Because Hebrew is the language.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know what it means in Jewish.
You didn't call American. It Jew talk like you normally do.
What is in all that heebie jabber?
Heebie jabber.
Wait, what
are there
it,
any
wait.
Jews in here?
You have wait. What's on our TV then? What is this?
What are you talking about?
Wait, what? You're drunk.
Why did you drop the microphone again?
Shut the fuck up with the goddamn microphone drops.
All right, so getting back to Sean, he looked. If we said we have special guest Jinder Mahal, he's right here next to me.
It's the crush. I'm a hobby is here.
Shakresh.
So you mean a guy who just jobs hard every single week, unendingly, incessantly.
Yeah, but he that's plots right. on blowing up other things terroristically. Okay.
I think you could almost pick off any nationality in the Mediterranean area and Sean could pass for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty much, yeah.
You could pass for Italian.
You could go for Greek.
Especially with that disgusting mole.
It could be
disgusting.
I have lost my appetite over that mole before. Yes.
I actually am nauseous right now.
The lady at Subway says, oh, are you Egyptian? I'll get your salad.
You know what she said?
You're legit. Like, yes, I am.
Full sentence. I said, no, but I get that a lot.
My name is Sean Abdel Shahid.
You should have just went like.
do you remember my Jesus shirt? It looks like the Starbucks logo.
You faggot.
I wear it every once in a while.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it looks like the Starbucks logo, but it's Jesus holding his hands out.
With
and
two
says,
Danishes.
It says, sacrificed for me. Well, and somebody bought that for me because I thought it was funny. Because this was like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago when Starbucks was really big. And there's this little store that sells Christian stuff. Mm-hmm. And they just try to meld in any pop culture reference they can.
Christ bucks.
Exactly. The Good Shepherd. Yeah, pretty much.
The Good Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it was back when it was in ShopRite, local reference. Well, I was wearing it yesterday, and I went to the new farmer's market in the Junction, which is right next to the new Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd.
It was closed, but I was like, oh, I hope they don't think I work next door when I go in there. And the owner of the Good Shepherd came in to buy something and pointed out my shirt and was trying to like strike a conversation with me, and I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing like, basically ironically.
Yeah, this is pure sarcasm.
Yeah. He's like, oh, see that guy's shirt? I used to sell that shirt, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and I walked away, and it's very uncomfortable.
Oh. You see that? He's been running in my store.
Yeah.
Look at him. And then you walk out, and he goes, Mark. Fucking Mark.
Speaking of
fucking poser. It worked.
Speaking of yesterday.
He doesn't even like Jesus.
I was at Yestercades, and I actually got asked by one of the customers a question as if I worked there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I guess he saw me helping Ken with a pinball machine because some of the balls were stuck. So we were trying to find them. And he's like, excuse me, where's your bathroom? And I go, I point to Ken. I'm like, he's just like, it's back there.
Can you just help him out?
No. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and feed you a line. Just be ready to use this anytime ever ask you where the if anyone ever asks you where the bathroom is again, just pull the collar of your shirt down.
It's a good idea.
It gets a reaction every time. Yeah.
This might be kind of weird. I don't know what it is, but multiple times, have you ever had minus helping somebody? Like, just come.
What?
Just come up to you in the store and just say, hi, do you work here?
Yeah. Well, it used to happen to me a lot because I worked at Pathmark for a very, very long time. And I would just be in, like, I don't know, Sears or ShopRite or Target. And people would just come up to me and ask me for help with things. And I'd be like, I really don't work here. I really don't.
And it's so awkward.
Like, oh, that's right. You work at Pathmark. I'm like, yeah, I do.
I knew you from somewhere.
Yeah.
Most people I say, oh, no, I don't work here. They just go, oh, and walk away kind of quick. Like, Sheila's been changing and trying something on, and like Mandy's. I'm just standing there.
Mandy's.
We should put you in a red shirt and bring it to Target. And just
I guarantee you people would ask me. I don't know. I feel like it's just a look I have where I work everywhere.
You just look like a guy who works
in retail. Maybe I'm just a helpful person.
Mandy
or maybe
sounds like
you just dress douchey enough that they think you work in all these places.
There's no way he could be wearing that in real life. He must be paid to dress like that.
He must be obligated to wear this.
Speaking of food stores, I have been doing with Lauren some couponing.
Oh my
extreme
God, how is it?
Couponing?
Well, not too extreme, but saving a lot of money.
You can.
I must say, we've saved more than we've spent.
Absolutely.
Really? In a week. Oh yeah.
It is easy to save 50% on a big order. It is
for
easy.
The most part, well over 40.
Yeah.
Approaching 50.
Would you say your savings are in what you would call the fat cash region?
What? I just saw a bead
of sweat roll down
your forehead. I don't
know if you noticed, I'm sitting on this chair, I'm a little bit higher because of the extra bucks in my wallet.
Steve's wife was actually cutting my hair one day for free. And then I was turned towards the TV and they were just flicking through channels and I left it on Extreme Couponing.
Yeah. Love that show.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like, I want to watch this. I want to do
it. But that's
just
like, those people are nuts.
You are saving
those people
well over 40%. I pay full price.
But
I know.
Those people are also buying like 100 of one item.
Yeah.
They're buying like 100 bottles of Powerade because they have a free coupon for it.
Yeah, there's borderline hoarding there when you see somebody with like 1,000 things of toothpaste.
What they call a stockpile.
Stockpiles. Whoa. What's up?
Wait,
the most we did was those Gold Peak iced teas.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. They were $1 a piece. And we had a coupon for 75 cents off. The coupon doubled, so they were free or 25 cents.
Where do they coupon?
ShopRite.
Really?
Yeah.
They double.
They double up to $1, I think.
Derek, I asked for ice in my cup. Ice in a cup.
Well, it is the 100-year anniversary of the Titanic, so you got the Titanic drink.
What a tie-in. Wait, why does Steve have no pants on?
I don't know. Show's falling
Steve
apart.
Steve has like no clothes on at all. For some reason.
It's a wife beater and boxer briefs.
I don't understand what's going on.
What do you have, like a beer and a half?
Yeah, he's naked and
farting into microphones.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. Guys, I've never said this, but I don't know if I can do this.
Okay.
I'm back.
Feel free to leave.
Oh, damn it.
Sean, it's been a pleasure.
Oh.
I wish you the best in all of your future endeavors.
Somebody stop me.
So, Matt. Have you ever come across these crazy couponers when you worked at a food store years and years and years ago?
I would get people that would buy like a significant number of one particular item and then get multiple, like you can only get four of one item and use the four coupons per order or whatever. I don't think I ever got an order like that was over maybe $200.
Yeah.
But these people are doing like $1,000 orders or more.
Wow.
They're just, you know, they spend 6 hours a day, you know, sorting through coupons.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
I get the feeling you probably saw a lot more of, like, angry old people that were like, why can't I do this?
Yeah, kind of,
Senior discount.
I would very often get those people who were like, the 25 cent, like, that one didn't double. And it's like, it says right on the coupon, do not double. Like, then they get all, like, because they're stupid.
I want to talk to the manager.
Yeah. And they're like, fine. Asshole.
Asshole.
Depending on my mood, I would sometimes be like, this is not, this coupon doesn't go. You take it back. And that's it. Like,
really?
If I'm like that firm about it, people won't argue with it. But if you're like, I'm having trouble with this one, you can't do that. You have to just be like, I'm going to take all your coupons and whatever ones don't work, I'm going to put over here.
And you sort it out on your time.
That's it. Thank God those days are over.
Really, because of the Bed Bath & Beyond in Manalapan. Not so local reference.
Blood Bath & Beyond.
They were legit. You could not say no. You had to do everything.
Yeah, Target was the same way.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, well, I want to use 20% on this one, 20% on this one, $5 on this one, and 20% on that.
I don't know, man. The computer does it, not me. Get off me.
Welcome back, Steve.
Hi.
Where'd you go?
Pee.
Why are you not wearing pants?
You have no pants.
Because it's fucking hot.
Where's your shirt?
You have a wife beater, and there is toilet paper attached to your foot.
Oh, shit.
You really didn't know that was there.
I don't believe you one bit. I feel like you're just wiping your dick off, get the extra pee off because you're getting a little
it's
older.
It's called show business. All right? This is a prop.
It's called didn't go over.
It's called a fart in church.
I hope somebody hits you in the throat with a frisbee one day.
So speaking of breasts.
Why? Ooh, breasts.
I was going to say hi before Mandy sounds like a dude with big tits.
A dude with big tits?
Mandy's.
Mandy Moore. Oh. Pretty sexy.
This fella here. And looks like Gianna. Bring his picture up for you to see.
Oh, look at him. He's adorable. Oh.
Fake doctor told women they had cancer and he would cure them with his perverted treatments.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said
Reginald
that.
Reginald Gilt, 77, conned women into believing they had cancer and told one victim she could be cured if a man sucked her breasts.
That sounds brilliant.
I can suck the cancer from your nipples.
Oh, I wish God. I could suck your cancer out of your breasts when you turn black.
He was jailed for 8 years yesterday. Nirvana.
Yes.
After dreaming up perverted cancer treatments.
Wow.
So he could sexually abuse female patients.
My semen can cure your cancer.
Basically.
But you have to get right in the mouth.
Can they prove it doesn't work?
Maybe. No.
We need the hard evidence.
This guy definitely looks like he had a good time doing it.
Yeah.
So he can suck cancer out of tits?
I guess
so. You think he rode up to them on the rascal and was like, expose your breasts?
Yeah, and the picture of him, he's on a rascal.
It's time for treatment.
He's got a newspaper in a basket there.
Yeah. Yes. At least he's informed.
Hmm. He's got a nice cap, though.
Unfortunately for his patients, they weren't.
Nice one.
Waka waka.
Oh. That's ridiculous.
Prosecutor said that Gil kissed a victim in the middle of the stomach after telling her about the perverted breast cure.
If I poke you in a belly button with my
I think I could do that. Like, I could probably cure breast cancer.
With
think so?
What?
Go on.
Like, if I squeezed hard enough, I could probably pop it.
You have a hard enough threat turning on the grill.
Pop
you literally cannot grill, but you can cure cancer?
Yes. I grill fantastic.
No, you don't. You grill fantastically with me, one other person okay. next to you saying, okay, Steve, do this.
Okay, if we can hold on for a second. I had an awesome cheeseburger before, made by Steve.
Me?
So you were wrong.
Yeah, okay. Really? Because I was a
and
piece
two,
of shit.
Two, you cannot pop cancer, you fucking idiot.
If I squeeze hard enough, it'll probably pop and go away.
I think our areola would just erupt like a volcano.
So what you're saying is that you have to carry Steve through grilling.
Yes.
Okay.
Had two conversations.
Literally, much like we have to carry
there.
You through life.
What? I think he's pretty much living on his own.
Oh, look what's coming out your nipple. That's cancer.
See, that's cancer.
I'm pretty sure that's my small intestine just leaking.
He should
my
do
stomach.
That. Just get like some dates or something and put them in his mouth before he starts and then just go, ooh, ooh, ah, see? Take it out.
No, listen.
Just a big prune. Say, I got it out.
Just spit into a jar and be like, I've got it. This was in your breast.
Look at that. Listen, sorry when you die in 2 years.
All right, pipe down, everyone. You fucking
anyway.
You take a dish rag and you soak it in water and then you put it in the microwave for about 25 seconds. Then you apply it to the areola nipple area and then you squeeze from the breast up until it squirts in your face. And there you go. Tumor
right, Violet
is
J.
removed.
You make me so uncomfortable sometimes.
Is that, I believe that's more for a cyst than
yeah,
cancer.
But that's, well, cyst
I'm
and tumors
pretty sure
the same
that
thing.
Wouldn't work on anything.
What?
That's a stupid idea.
I'm going to try it on your mole on your face.
Why don't you try it on your own goddamn mole that grows hair, you fucking asshole?
Better yet, Steven.
Yours is my beard.
Better yet, Steven, why don't you try it on the cyst on his balls?
Ah, oh, damn it.
Just, give me them balls.
Just squeeze it until it shoots on your face, just like you said.
Your mole doesn't grow hair?
No.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Mine does. I have one too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh God,
shit.
Ew. Ew, I've never seen a pale mole before.
Albino mole.
It's just slightly less white than his face.
It's just tan.
It's gray.
The only part that's like brownish is the hair coming out of it. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Albino mole.
Mm. Speaking of balls, Mr. Segway today.
Yes.
Apparently,
you.
People are doing the bikini waxing. But men are doing it now on their balls.
Balls.
It's becoming increasingly.
Oh, okay. I've never done it on my balls.
No. It's becoming, I guess, like a thing now that guys are actually getting their balls waxed.
Yeah, well, they follow the trends of Brazzers.
I guess so.
So,
given what's wrong with a good old razor?
Yeah, given the elasticity of the scrotum, I feel like waxing it would be a problem.
Yeah, because you really got to yank it. Yeah. You don't get that swift.
Like, yeah, if you got like an Asian chick with short arms, she might not get a full fucking rip.
Yeah, the torque. She might not get enough torque on it.
There's too much.
That's got to hurt, though.
Derek, how do you feel about... I need somebody else to take care of me because I got to shave frequently.
Wait, you have somebody else shave you?
No, I do it myself, but it's getting tiresome.
You have no idea how many times he asks.
You to do it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, he offers quite often. I just...
That's bullshit.
I'm like, oh, you're working, you can't really do
Wait,
it
Wait, shaving what? Like your back?
My balls, no, my
straight
stitch.
Ball sack. Balls, taint,
Look,
everything.
I wear tights that I don't want my fucking... I don't want the forest
hair
hanging
sticking
out the sides. Yeah.
And he always starts with, don't be weird about this, dot, 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 dot.
But...
But these balls ain't going to shave themselves.
Have you really asked John to shave your dick?
Yes. No, I haven't, but I mean, if he's available.
Sean says you have.
He's a liar, though.
Sean, how much would...
Look at his fucking drink. It's a pure fucking glacier right there.
What would it take?
You made it, asshole.
What would it take for you to shave Steve's balls?
A light fist on the chin saying, you got this, champ.
What if it was balls on the chin instead of a fist?
And we still say you got this, champ.
As long as you play Eye of the Tiger in the background. Hmm. And then make a video montage to it.
Would you shave my balls on Ustream?
No.
Damn it.
Would you shave his balls in a house?
Yes.
Would you shave his balls with a mouse?
If possible.
Like a computer mouse or a real mouse? Because I don't know if I want a real mouse touching my balls.
Go on, Sean.
I guess so. You got this, champ.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Steve, drop trowel.
Gillette.
Do it.
Gillette, Barbasol.
Get a
it's
razor.
Game time.
Get a razor. You got this.
Steve, do you prefer Bic or Venus?
I'm a Taurus.
It's for the show, Sean.
It's for the show.
Get in deep. Lift the balls. Get the grundle. Hair-free everywhere.
Yeah, I can picture this music playing while you're... While a montage is playing of Steve's
no,
balls
see,
being
once
shaved.
Just a bead of sweat coming off my head just looking at it.
Which is highly likely in this house right now.
Yeah. I'm actually a little cooler now. Did you cool down a bit?
I'm a little nervous to show him put the mic down.
All right, fuck it.
Oh, okay.
He touched my ball.
The right one.
He has a tiny wiener.
Wow.
Right now I do. I'm cold now.
Turn it down with the singing.
There's a lot of grab assing going on. There's a lot of Sandusky-ing going on next to me.
It was for the show.
For the show.
It's for the show.
For show.
For season.
For me.
Next story.
Oh, okay. Man jailed for striking / killing seagulls with a Jeep on the beach. A
flock of seagulls?
43-year-old Ormond Beach man was sentenced to 270 days in jail for killing one seagull and injuring two others.
Is his last name really Beachman?
When he twice drove into flocks of the birds in January.
Thanks for not answering us.
It's probably pronounced Beachman.
Oh, sorry,
like a
Matt.
Jew?
That's not the part, though, that's ironic.
The beach part is
Ormond
the,
Beach is the town. Oh. He's a man. An Ormond Beach man.
Oh, I thought his name was Ormond Beachman.
No.
Yes.
I thought that's what you said.
I think we were all on the
same
page.
We were all on the same page.
We thought his name was Ormond Beachman.
Derek, you need to
I was
going to
say
enunciate.
Not guilty just by the name alone.
Man. Need to enunciate.
So an Ortley Beachman?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we got a picture.
An Ornery Beachman?
Oh, my God.
That's oh my
looks
god!
Looks like Mickey Rourke or
it
something.
Looks like Ronnie.
That's what I was gonna say. Exactly what I was gonna say.
Is that Ram Jam?
Just running over. Fucking
no, that's Damage.
Just running down seagulls, going damage.
Oh, let's chew the fat.
Got another one off the windshield.
We were just eating groceries.
So yeah,
every seagull he hit, damage.
Dead.
Cool
that's
story.
It. That's all we got. What else can you say? Dead seagulls.
I'm not really too broken up about it. You
no.
know how annoying fucking seagulls are?
I have actually a really cool seagull story. It's not cool. I actually am upset about it.
Alka-Seltzer?
Go on.
No, it's a seagull story.
You ever feed seagulls Alka-Seltzer?
No.
They blow up.
They die.
No.
Really?
Katie seagull? Yeah.
They can't... They can't digest that.
What are you doing?
All right, so let's hear your shitty story. Go ahead.
Seagulls, much like most rodents, cannot pass gas. So if you give them something that will cause them to have gas, their stomachs explode.
The point that you made eye contact, that entire statement with me, made me uncomfortable.
He's just like, you should know this information, Sean.
Yeah.
And what if I retold the story like this?
Now I'm a little more comfortable.
Yes, jerk off. So
what's your story, Steve?
Well, I was down at the local bay by me, fishing for snapper.
Not the Michael Bay.
What are you doing?
What's in my belt buckle? It's digging into my fat gut.
Wow. Fat ass. So I hit a seagull in that melon with the weight on my fishing line. And I
really?
Knocked it into the water. Yes, this is a true story. And then this fucking dirt bag that had a boat down there at the where I was fishing saw what happened. So he drove up to his boat and he yells to me that you can't just, it's going to die. We have to put it out of its misery.
What? It's a seagull.
Just, yeah, I know, right? And he just backs the fucking motor over the fucking seagull. So, and if you know a boat motor, it has a fucking, you know,
yeah, thank
propellers.
You. We're not idiots. Go on.
Some people
okay,
listening
no,
might
your
be
story. Go ahead.
So, yeah, it just backed the propeller over the seagull, and then it just, like, instantly, like, got caught in the propellers.
And stops?
So just, no, I just hear, prank, and then just blood, the blood shoots everywhere, and its fucking spine falls out of its fucking neck, and it's totally fucking wiped out.
Seagull puree everywhere?
Just pureed a seagull right in front of me. And then we pushed a black kid in the water.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not good. They
Did
can't
he have
swim.
Cement on his shoes?
Claws.
No, actually, then he got out of the water. They locked him in a cage and pissed in cups and threw it at him.
What, where was this?
Down by, you know, where I live.
When was this?
It was a creek in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, this sounds
when
like.
When was this?
Were you catfishing when with your hands, too?
I was going to tell a story about how a seagull when we went down to Seaside, pooed on Corey. I think it was me, your wife, and somebody else in the back, and you just see this line of birds just go right on his back.
On you?
No, on Corey.
Oh,
on
Corey.
Not this Corey. La, 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 la. Other Corey.
Oh. Say my name.
Can you fucking strike that bitch?
I really wish I could, but I don't want to waste my bottle.
Yeah.
But your story murdered that.
Yeah, because that's a pretty sick story.
And you finished up with, then we threw a blanket in the water.
No. Yeah, and then we pissed in cups and threw it out.
And then you sent him home to his cage. And
then you sent him home
to
his little wooden hut until the morning.
No, and then we tied his banana bike up and then drove it off the docks into the water.
Were his initials J-O?
Yes.
Okay.
Was his name Joe?
What?
Was he lazy?
No.
Did he like grape soda?
Did he have a bad odor?
He's actually pretty white.
Could he vote?
No. Well, I guess when they passed the law. He also showed me his penis once while I was snowboarding.
Okay, Derek, what do you got?
Circumcised?
Why did he do that?
Was
it huge? Was it big?
Why was he snowboarding?
No, I was snowboarding. He was just standing in the snow.
Yeah, you could see him at all times.
And then he turned at me while he was pissing, and he was like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Okay, back to the question.
I'm sorry, what? He exposed his penis and said what?
Yeah, unless Africans aren't all hung.
Wow. Are you saying he had a tiny penis?
It was pretty fucking disgusting.
Was it circumcised?
No, it wasn't.
Ew. it must look like a Tootsie Roll.
Look, and the only reason why I know this much detail is because I was heading right towards it.
I can't take my eyes off it.
I can't stop this snowboard.
Snow, dick, snow.
So there's an author who is writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
She's blind. Okay. She's writing it by hand on paper.
Okay, that's going to be neat. That's neat.
I'm pretty sure I've seen an Exa sketch before.
Yeah, well, they're trying to save the novel because...
She started writing on the desk.
No, she got 26 pages in and her... pen ran out of ink.
Okay.
And she didn't know it.
Oh my God.
So they're trying to save it by using forensics to try and decipher what she wrote.
How good is the story have to be that they're going to go to that kind of effort?
You could do it.
I don't know.
Who, like, is this somebody worth a shit? Like, why are they doing that?
I mean, how many pages was it?
26 pages that she hand wrote.
How many pages?
You know, it'd be fantastic if the book was like an autobiography, and the first part that you can read was while she can still see,
and then just
fades into when she became blind.
So was it like a 300-page book that she wrote out entirely, and then 26 pages in, it ran out of ink? Or
no, she only got 26 pages in,
but it ran out of ink way before that.
I would long enough to where they weren't just like, "Can you rewrite that?"
Uh-huh.
It's not that it ran out of ink; it's that she realized she was writing with a French fry, not a pen at all.
A French fry.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would probably show up all the grease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's endless.
Yeah, but it'll just be splotches. Mm. They realized she was using her dildo the whole time, and not
oh shit!
It's very
not
very
the oversized pen she thought she had.
Yes. Oversized pen.
Yes.
Since she writes by following elastic bands stretched across her page.
That just
rather than using the lines on the paper.
So right before it snaps back, she knows she's at the end of the page.
I guess so.
So she built the typewriter out of rubber bands.
Doesn't this whore have a friend she could just dictate the book to?
Right.
Why, I was going to say, why
what
is she
waste
going
of fucking time?
This whore.
Hey, I'll give you $50. Write this down.
You know, this
I would
is...
do it for her if I could fuck her out.
Okay.
Seriously, if after the fact they're going to all this trouble to get forensics to find out what she wrote, they couldn't just beforehand have her dictate it to someone.
See, I guess she wants to write it herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Exactly. Like, this is an example of why you shouldn't do that.
I bet you they felt bad when, like, halfway through it, they're just like, this book really sucks.
It's really not worth the manpower.
But they managed to get it all except for one line.
She's a dumbass. She's retarded and blind because she should have used, like, a crayon. At least when that ran out, she would be able to feel her fingertips rubbing against the paper.
Steve?
What? Is that too smart for it?
You should develop the Writing Institute for the blind.
Thank you.
That is awesome. I've been saying that for years.
Crayola is the answer.
It is.
Crayola, when you're a novelist who can't fucking see.
She should have just typed it.
She should have just not written a book because she's fucking blind.
Wow.
It's just, you know, you don't do that.
She can't have much of imagination. She doesn't know what anything looks like.
She got 26 pages in, and she realized she was writing with her seeing eye dog's penis.
Wow.
Every page is just, I wake up, I see fuzzy, I go to sleep.
What kind of life experience does she have? She can't see anything.
I always laugh when someone quotes Helen Keller.
Fuck that
and
bitch.
And she has these like really like intricate quotes and stuff, and you're just like, how?
Excuse me as I quote Helen Keller.
Poop. Tits. I'm surprised Clutch is still in the room since the
devil's. I'm surprised anybody's in the
room. I know. I'm surprised we haven't, like, the cops haven't shown up and be like, just get the fuck off the. Get off the.
Ustream is going to send police here.
Might as well.
Ustream is losing.
It's like, this would have been a good show for the recording to fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can't hit them all out of the park.
I blame the heat.
No, we can't. Yeah, it is. It's everyone's lethargic. You guys were drinking. You had cupcakes. You had.
I've been drinking since Friday night.
Did you say we had rubbers?
Cupcakes?
The last thing.
You say rubbers. I say perfect timing. Pull out. What? Next story.
I don't know what's more annoying. Drunk Sean or tired Sean?
Listen, we always come back strong from break. Let's go to break.
That sounds great to me.
I can really use a cigarette.
And I can use another drink.
Hey, what are you going to play when we're on break?
Who knows?
I hope it's Billy Ocean's Get Out My Dreams Into My Car.
Maybe I'll play some rockabilly.
Oh.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
I want a nasty little Jewish princess. With long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses. A horny little Jewish princess. With a garlic aroma that could level to coma. Warm me inside. Well, she can swallow my pride.
All right, we're back. That was for Brian, that song.
Little Frank Krappa.
Little Jewish princess.
Our little Jewish princess, Brian Shapiro.
You are a Jewish princess, Brian.
So they're not teaching about the Holocaust anymore in school? Is that true?
Yeah, it's on that list of things you can't talk about. Like, you know. Fuck. Did we ever go over that?
I don't think so.
There was like a list.
There is a dumb list of stuff. Like dinosaur. You can't say dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Between anything, like a certain age group.
You gotta Google
might
that.
Offend
anything that would potentially.
Creationist.
Yeah, potentially offend or go against somebody's religions or. All kinds of dumb shit, ideological.
So between certain ages, mostly in the single digits, I think it is.
Speaking of dumb shit, I'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Are we back live?
The line in Kugels is working its way out.
We are totally back live. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, I remember it was... I wish I was more prepared for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the list was totally ridiculous. Dinosaurs was on it. They can't teach kids about dinosaurs.
Why?
Because
you can't even say it. They're not even allowed to say the word dinosaur.
Some religions don't believe it's real.
Why? Because they think God isn't real?
Jane, put this towards the camera.
Apparently, the current pope did
acknowledge...
This is
like my fourth different alcoholic beverage.
He did acknowledge the existence of dinosaurs, but I don't know if it's technically the same way that we see dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, if in the Bible, at least this is how it was explained to me when I was growing up, there's not a direct acknowledgement of dinosaurs, much as there's not a direct acknowledgement of a lot of animals.
Yeah.
But there is an acknowledgement of large creatures... That could be explained as dinosaurs.
The problem is when the Bible was written, there really wasn't a way to identify how old dinosaurs were yet, and there wasn't a whole lot of paleontology going on. So I could see them kind of like skimming over the dinosaur thing and the whole Neanderthal thing. So supposedly.
So what you're saying is God was after the dinosaurs?
Yes.
No.
Well,
no.
Technically, that's chronologically, yes.
Okay. No, because on the seventh day, God created dinosaurs.
Oh.
Oh.
That was on the eighth day.
No,
eighth
hold day. On. I'm gonna go ahead and explain this to you real quick. What actually happened was the first person who wrote the Bible was blind and ran out of ink. So they ended up having to get forensics to figure out what was actually in the Bible.
Yes.
And that's why it's so questionable.
Yeah.
She was just there and putting her tits out on the
wow.
Computer.
Wow. Boop,
this is what is going
wife?
On?
She's getting us viewers, man. I don't give a shit.
She's getting us viewers.
Justine, come on. Hop in there.
Yeah, these are sisters, by
the
way.
Twin sisters just motorboating.
Twin sister motorboating.
There's definitely a fetish for this.
Yeah. Twins. Oh, yeah. We can make a lot of money off
somebody
them.
Show their feet. Now. Somebody show
they
their feet.
They don't even
feet.
Have to get naked and we get a lot of money.
All right, Jamie, now you motorboat Justine.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Bare your face and them bosoms. Okay, so take your ring finger and your middle finger.
So the explanation of Neanderthals is that there were really, really old people who had physical deformities from the flood.
Hmm.
The flood, the big one.
So they're just really pruny from all the water.
Yeah, that their bones were shaped differently because of like rickets and stuff. And they
crickets?
Were extremely advanced age, I believe, is how it's. Yeah.
What? Oh, nice.
Was that the sensor?
Welcome back, Derek.
Good luck cleaning that up, Jamie.
Can we go live now? Can we go back live?
Yeah, sure. Five right. minutes. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Derek, you missed our whole conversation about Jesus.
I wouldn't say I missed it.
All right, Derek, what else you got today?
Oh, whoops.
Well, what were you talking about Jesus?
Matt was talking about dinosaurs and rickets and shit.
Well, Jesus came after dinosaurs, in case you didn't know.
Well, Brian Shapiro was a house of fire in the chat room, and we had to remind him that his people killed Jesus. So,
Jesus
killed Jesus killers. Chair.
Oh, my God. Some Mexicans can be so pissed at that comment.
Jesus?
Jesus can suck a dick.
I don't suck a dick, man.
Jesus is a zombie.
All I do is eat a pussy.
What the fuck is
what
that thing?
What?
That's Jesus.
That's Jesus' his raptor face.
That is a picture of a woman.
What?
Yes.
What?
In okay. Alliance, Ohio.
She's fucking.
What is your problem, man?
Why are
you like,
showing
why
do you, me as her?
Like, you never show us a real woman.
She was arrested.
It looks like her eyes are melting off of her face. Like they're about to droop down her temples.
I thought you were going to say this one was also attacked by a monkey.
Alliance police arrested 23-year-old Amber Grubbs.
After her spaceship crashed into a building.
Seriously. After two children in her home on West Wayne Street, in case you're wondering.
Looks like Damien Darling.
Were found playing on a sofa next to knives,
bro,
Percocet
style.
Pills, and burning marijuana.
Was this Ginsburg?
Almost looks like Robin.
Might as well
Damme.
Have been.
Wait, were they smoking the marijuana or just burning it?
They were just playing next
what
to it.
What a fucking waste.
Grubbs was
they
charged
ran out
with
of electricity bill. They had to burn something.
This is something new. Aggravated possession of drugs.
I'm aggravated. So mad I have drugs.
Oh, I have
aggravated
drugs.
Possession of drugs.
I have all these drugs. Oh.
I don't
what am I
going
to do with all these?
How do you even apply that?
I don't know.
Like, aggravated means that you, like, I don't even need to.
Maybe when they were burning the marijuana and not smoking it, they were very aggressive about it.
Yeah.
We love burning marijuana.
I'm just going to light this shit on fire.
I'm going to beat
thanks,
somebody.
Vince.
Oh, shit.
You're high.
You're welcome.
That is a woman.
That is a woman.
That just looks like a clean-cut dude.
Not even clean-cut. Looks like a druggy dude.
Looks like a druggy dude with acne.
Looks like a dude with two different size eyebrows.
It looks like a fucking alien.
It looks like Matt with hair and less weight.
It looks like one of its eyes is looking at somebody
no,
else
it
and
doesn't.
The other eye is looking at me.
Is that Jim Duggan?
Steve?
What's up, buddy?
Would you?
Yeah.
What else is new?
Welcome to the Bible Club,
I had to see
lady.
Tits.
Can you show us a picture of an actual woman?
If her eyebrows look that bad, imagine what her bush looks like.
Can you get like her Facebook picture or something? I want to see body.
No, I want to make sure there's an arm extended during the picture.
And why is her head like on like a tray or something?
One
like,
eye's looking at the camera and the other one's looking at the fucking fire extinguisher.
She was arrested for aggravated drug possession and died.
That's
this is her.
You said that's was that the mugshot?
It does. It almost looks like it's on a conveyor belt.
It's like an autopsy fucking.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like there should be tools next to her head. Like,
it's just a different style, guys.
Like what?
A harvest tech taking her eyes.
Just clamps and forceps and a Y-shaped incision in her chest.
We're not even concerned about what she did. It's just how ugly she is.
Yeah. Hey, does this person have a pussy?
Never mind that, you know, she had kids next to knives and drugs and marijuana.
They were just next
to
the
her eyebrows.
Okay, so if the drug deal went bad, this knife would kill.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why all those kids were with the knives and drugs. She couldn't see them.
Oh.
They were right in the middle, and her eyes were looking in the other direction.
Mm, guys, are in the middle of my vision. I need two small children.
She's a bit wonky-eyed.
She only has peripheral vision.
That's it.
Wow. She can't see straight ahead. She's going to like turn her head sideways when she walks.
Her peripheral is eyes in the back of her head.
She's got 20/20 peripheral. Everything else is a blur.
Everything else is pretty much unseeable. So give her the finger right in the middle.
That's really awful.
I can't believe this person has a vagina. Imagine looking, like, just ramming someone, looking down and seeing that.
You think her vagina is crooked?
She's got one
Mike,
meat Korean.
I wouldn't care.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry for talking over you.
That's about time you start apologizing for that.
Yeah. About fucking time.
Thank you for apologizing.
All right, so Mr.
I accept your apology.
Mr. Producer in the chat room wants to know if we'd rather fuck the hottest chick you know, freshly dead, or the nastiest chick you know, still alive.
Oh, definitely freshly dead.
That's what I'm going definitely. With.
That bitch can't fight back.
That's not even a hard question.
How fresh? Like an hour?
Still warm? Does it still smell like a woman? Has it released its bowels? We need to know this shit.
I hope not.
Stuff happens when
you
die.
I needed to have a clean colon so I can slip my dick in it.
Really? Because I was hoping for the not released bowels while I'm going.
Why? It's the necrocrats.
What is that?
What about you, Derek?
That's a tough one.
Disgusting live broad, really hot dead broad. Go.
Wait a minute. In all honesty, I don't think I could touch a dead person.
So you fucked a nasty chick.
If those were my, you know, Nazis got my family.
Is there
why Nazis?
Is there advantages
why Nazis?
For banging the nasty chick? Like, is there some kind of like, her family is rich?
No. You just got to get a nut off, and there's two vaginas. One's alive
Nazis
and disgusting.
Have your family, guns to their head.
Do I have
you got to pick one.
Do I have to call her ever again? Do I ever have to see her again?
That, you know what?
Not only do you have to call her, she's your mom.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's definitely not true because my mom is the prettiest woman in
right.
the world.
She's fucking
and
hot.
She's alive.
Prettiest. She's fucking hot, and I would fucking pay to have her sit on my face.
Oh, shit.
And as I lapped her box, I would say, "Fawn within here. Fawn within here. Fawn within here."
Two things. A, let me know how it is in my first apartment. B, I'm not calling you dad.
Oh, okay, so real quick.
I would fuck a
freshly dead hot chick. Go ahead.
And if I had a time machine, I would go back in time to before Sean was conceived.
I
would bang his mom.
I hate you guys.
And then come back here and be like, I'm your dad.
Now, would you go
in a
time machine?
Would you batch right on the rose?
I'm sorry.
Would you batch right on the road?
Why do you still remember that? Why do you remember that?
Well, I got to get some in there so that I can create a Sean.
Well, yeah.
But
I'll create a Sean.
I love Mr. Producer's questions.
I'll smear a little on the road.
Now he wants to know if we would watch our parents fuck 1,000 times or join in once.
Can this guy be our legit producer?
Because I want to join in at least 1,000 times.
He's done more prep than we have.
It seems like, can I join in 1,000 times?
Yeah. As a kid, he's like,
hey,
no. Knock, 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 let me in.
Oh my
Wait,
goodness.
Wait, Steve, right. Steve, what would you do?
Pig.
All right. You want serious? You want a serious answer?
Yeah.
I think I'd have to join in once.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've already sucked them tits.
Ew.
Bro, that was my first grocery store for milk.
And getting back to Sean, what is going back in the future, would you get in a time machine, go to the future, and dig her up and do it?
I swear to God, Kevin, if you answer this.
Okay.
You're such an asshole. All right, Steve, just before Kevin answers, I just want to reiterate, my mother could totally kick your ass.
No, she totally could. I love her, and I want nothing to do with her besides being her, like, stepson.
Oh. Okay, Kevin, your turn.
Oh, yeah, she is a great lady. She's a wonderful lady. Love Mama Oceans. She's a great cook.
She is.
And she looks like a goer.
You're an
she
ass.
She looks like a goer.
Third date, at least.
All right. Well, I gotta say, Mr. Producer is gonna help save our shit show. I'm gonna ask him to keep firing out his questions.
All right, please,
Kev. Okay, what would you do?
Go back to the second
in?
Question. Hold on.
All right, the second question: would you rather watch 1,000 times your parents having sex, or join them once?
Once and it's over.
Yeah, once and it's over, you don't gotta live with it no more.
Is it present day?
Oh boy.
Is it present?
I would assume.
No, that would be rough because my dad's dead. So.
No, it's not present day.
Had to bring it there, didn't you?
It's when things were active, okay?
Sean's ready to cry.
I'm done.
Sean quit the show because he fucked up. Derek, what are you going to say?
I don't like these questions.
I don't like these questions. I really like these questions, okay? Derek, you're in a tough spot. Because I seen video the other day of you, your mom, and your son in the train. And
you saw that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so his son and his mom a train?
His mom is a very lovely
His woman. Mom, his son, and a train. What?
No, not that kind of an actual train that you ride on.
Oh, like a choo-choo.
The choo-choo
train. And the only reason I'm pointing this out is, his mom
looks like
Danny
DeVito.
His mom is a very attractive lady.
Throw mama from the train.
My mom is a disgusting.
Whoa. Derek's got a hot mom?
He's got a good-looking mother. Like
before we go there.
Like for the age, good-looking?
Yes, absolutely.
Would you say beyond for the age, good-looking?
Beyond the age, good-looking? Or
okay,
beyond good-looking for the age?
You could say, she looks good for her age. Or you could say, she's...
Looks good.
She
all
looks
right, Derek.
Good.
Derek, let's do a tip pick.
But hang on a
pick.
Second. But before Derek and this gets weird here, my mother, on the other hand, looks like disgusting, disgusting mess.
Why do none of my friends have hot moms?
You said Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, she is past that. I'd rather have sex with Jabba the Hutt.
No, Steve, no go in room.
I'm being serious.
Ew, okay. Gross.
So, Derek, go ahead and answer.
There's no picture.
Ura, mama.
Go, Derek.
1,000 times.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Watch 1,000 and join him once.
Well, I'm sure that after like 5 or 6
what
times.
What does it conclude of
to?
Joining in?
I'm going to go with that, yeah.
Does that mean I have to like
What'd
insert?
You say?
Or I just have to
I'd say watch 1,000 times. And then just try your darndest.
To try to not jerk off.
That would be like, Lottie, this is how it's done.
I think it just includes your basic devil's threesome where you're Power H and your mom.
I'm out.
With your dad.
I'll probably go 1,000 times.
Yeah, joining Matt? in is I believe out of the question.
Like I've seen as a kid, so I mean, if it's that bad as a kid, imagine what it is when I'm older. And
oh, you walked in on that shit?
Okay, but the watching. Oof. Is it like yo, I got this TV and I'm watching, or are you sitting in like couch, popcorn in hand?
Like you're watching what's it? You're watching ball slap and puss.
But in the room, like
yeah. But is it like I'm walking in a room, and I'm staying?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm out.
No, you have to watch it through and through 1,000 times.
So here's what you do.
You've got a front
row
seat.
That's like almost 3 years worth.
You are
I'm going to go with Matt and say after a while, it'll just become.
You're just going to get used to it.
Did you say 3 years?
Well,
I wish I had sex 1,000 times in a year.
Well,
pretty sure it's. Never mind.
All right, no, listen. The ball slapping's going. You're perched up on the headboard.
You're like a gargoyle on the headboard.
Okay. Can I walk in the same time as Derek? Because I want to see him, his big ass perched on a headboard.
Wow.
That'd be funny.
Whoa. That would have humor.
Okay, hang on. Is there any more
Here's what you do. Here's the tip to it.
Yeah, I know. Please.
Yeah, please. Get that shit off
this
the screen.
This fucking TMZ photo of
hang on a second.
Alien bitch.
Producer's asking more stuff.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Would you rather take it in the ass, get a blowjob, or give it in the ass?
Can we get one at a time? Like we're
from a guy is what you're saying.
What's the first question?
Yeah, Kevin never answered.
No, I asked him. He said a shitty joke.
What?
Nothing.
It wasn't even a joke. It was
yeah,
bad.
It was a shitty comment.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
All right, so basically we got I would bang once. Derek
like,
and
like
Matt
I'm
watch.
Almost Armageddon.
Sean
I'm
watches. What did you say?
I said I'd have to join in because at least it's once and
okay.
It's over.
All right, so we are past that one.
All right, hold on. Brian Shapiro has a question for me, and I am I missing something here? Would you rather be sponsored by Brazzers or Depends?
Brian Shapiro, I have a comment for you. Fuck you. You're
Am I
stupid.
Missing something? Is there something about the Depends that it would be like worth it?
I should be sponsored by Depends because mm-hmm. I would probably
be.
Have to wear them.
Whoa. All right, go back to producer's other question here.
Where is it?
Would you rather take it in the ass?
Well, I actually have a story related to that last question.
Oh, okay. Wait, okay, go ahead.
Port St. Lucie, Florida. 26-year-old man and his girlfriend were arrested Tuesday following accusations that the man told a 5-year-old girl to watch him and his girlfriend having sex.
Have at it.
Why?
Brian Shapiro.
Like, and as gross as it
me,
is, it,
come
that's them.
At me.
That's them.
Is that Brian Danielson?
Oh my god, it is. Yes.
I hear he's the best. I hear he's the best in the world.
Oh my god, that does look like
Daniel Bryan.
Okay, so they asked whose daughter to.
Let's see, Scott Joseph Trader and Katrina Anae Vanier.
That's
19,
a sexy name.
Were each arrested. on a felony of lewd or lascivious exhibition charge. In connection with the December incidents following an investigation by Port St. Lucie police, he was also arrested on promoting a sexual performance by a child charge. A child charges, blah, 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 blah. The girl now six, blah, blah, blah. I can't read.
Okay, so it was his kid. It was his kid, and he was giving fucking Chunky Cheeks the dick.
No.
And he's just like,
check this out.
He's like, take a note. This is how you take a dick.
Derek, does it say in the article if he gave her what is called a cattle mutilator?
Cattle mutilator?
What?
It's cattle mutilation, Sean.
That's what UFOs do.
They cattle mutilate. Oh, fair enough.
Did he, by chance, put her in the label lock?
Probage.
Probage.
You know, it doesn't actually say what the girl is to them.
Did he put her in the labia lock?
Did he hang her meat curtain?
It was just a random little girl. He's just like...
They don't say what the relation is.
I don't get why you would ask a little girl to watch. Like, I can understand if he was like, hey, we're going to fuck you while she watches. Talk about that big pig. Big pig.
What?
And then him going to jail for that. Why would you ask a little girl to watch you fuck?
I don't know.
Steve, I'm going to agree with Queen Elizabeth. What's wrong with good old pussy sex?
Right?
At some point, that girl's going to watch the video on how to have sex.
And say,
why
I am
not
famous.
Just give her the video firsthand?
Like live and direct live.
Yeah, just be like, this is what happens. This, I love this girl. And
she is going to love me whether she likes it or not.
And she's going to open up her hole. And accept my penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Got key it. Is you can't. I don't want her to look me in the eye. I just want her to watch
the
penetration.
The girl you're fucking or the.
No, no. Actually, both.
Okay. Don't look me in the eyes, whore.
Especially chubby cheeks. I just want to say okay, 5-year old and chubby cheeks, just look at the penetration.
Would you rather have sex with your same sex best friend once or never have sex again?
I'd rather have same sex with my best friend more than once than never have sex.
Wow.
So what he essentially is asking is, would you fuck a dude to keep fucking chicks or just never have sex again?
Steve, who are you fucking?
Any one of you guys in his room right now can be getting dick down by me as long as I can keep having sex.
Even okay. Matt?
How do we... Wow. Do we
yeah, because I can pull his hair.
I am so uncomfortable with Matt right now. All I see is Steve pulling his hair.
You like that? You like that?
Say my name.
So what would you do, Sean? You would have sex with me. All right, Kev.
I'd have sex with any one of you two. Oh. Derek and Matt, not so much.
Oh. Wow. Hey.
Too pale.
This is why I don't come to your matches.
Before you guys say that you would ever have sex with me, need I remind you, I have a really, really hairy ass.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
And you'd still fuck my ass.
I'd probably foreplay it, too.
Oh, you're great. You just made me feel so good about myself.
Did I?
You'd floss his teeth with your ass hair.
I'd thread my eyebrows with your ass hair.
You'd braid it when you were done.
Jamie Twin's semi-uncomfortable smile just made that all worth it.
What? Clutch?
It's because Jamie's
Clutch asks Queen basically the same question twice.
Would you want to get deep dicked? Oh, no. That's
by a Polak ran up the ass by a Polish fella.
What the fuck?
I feel like Polish people have that like retard cock where it's just fucking huge.
I feel like it's really huge. Crooked.
It's huge, but it never throws up.
Really? Like it's to the right or to the left. Not like up, which you can kind of pass as this is my regular boner, but like left or right.
Regular.
Pass is a regular. Why isn't it a regular boner, Sean? Maybe some people have the shiki boot.
Don't look at me when you see
What's
it.
What's wrong with the shiki
boot? The shiki boot cock.
Sean is drinking, and you can hear it.
What are you drinking, anyway?
Like
I have my sippy juice, and...
I need a top for it, but I have vodka and Steve.
Vodka and Steve.
And strawberry
I've
banana.
Never heard of that one. What
strawberry
is that?
Strawberry banana juice.
I can't lie. I rubbed my hands on my balls, and then I touched his ice and put it in there.
He gave me a huge chunk of ice.
It was a glacier ice.
Like, this is all that's left in the ice bag, so here you go. All
right, Kev, what are you doing? You fucking us, or are you never fucking again?
I'd have to fuck
Kev,
you.
Look at me.
You fucking us or what?
Look at me. Say, would you or would you not have sex with Steve?
He totally don't.
Look at me.
See, look. Steve keeps himself well-maintained.
He does.
Thank you.
And so
well-maintained.
I'd assume that he probably has a very clean ass.
Bullshit.
I do have a clean ass.
Bullshit. I think Steve has the grossest ass in the world because
he keeps
everything
else
clean.
It probably looks like a fucking cave dripping with fucking shit.
It's better than a cave dripping with cum like your ass.
Oh,
oh, good.
Come on, me, bro.
Speaking of dripping cavernous ass, is anybody gonna fuck Derek?
Oh, oh man,
I would fuck Derek because I want.
Yeah, that's a danger zone.
It's all bloody lubed.
Wow.
And I'm not talking with an English accent.
I mean, when you pull out, you better back up. Oh, you don't know what's coming out with you.
It's pull out and run.
Projectile
oh
release.
Oh, my God. It's Old intestines faithful. And bloody worms.
Endless diarrhea fountain.
Yes.
Did I just get hit with a super soaker?
Did I just fuck a Kool-Aid packet?
It looks like somebody stomped on a Capri Sun.
Hey, respect the pouch.
All right, so Derek, are you fucking us or never fucking again?
Derek.
I'll fuck all of you just for ha-has, you know?
So, Derek, look at me.
You fucking Sean? Sean wants to be fucked by you.
I know he does.
So if Derek is...
He's got a crazy man crush on me for some reason.
Do you think he will?
He just wants to rub my bald head.
Wow. Not that head either.
With my dick.
So if Derek's doing it for ha-has, that would literally be for shits and giggles.
Yes.
All right, Matt, what are you doing? You fucking us or never fucking again?
Not gonna fuck a guy.
No.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You fucking pussy.
So you'd be
stupid Mortal Kombat.
At least you can make pretend we're women.
If I could get
especially
personal.
Derek.
You can't. Wow.
Hold on.
Mandy's.
Hold on. Yeah. If I can get personal for a second. You have had sex with a girl already,
yes.
Right?
Oh my okay. God. You were saying exactly what I was thinking.
So why would you... I would make any sacrifice to keep experiencing that thrill.
Are you Miss Universe Canada?
There is no difference between a man's butthole and a girl's butthole.
There's really no
sure
difference.
There is. One belongs to a man and one belongs to a woman.
Matt, I'm gonna reiterate that. There's no difference between a girl's asshole and Steve's asshole.
Oh. Oh, you might have a point there.
Both pretty gaped.
My goodness.
Oh, no.
With emphasis on the pretty.
Pretty.
We need more questions, Mr. Producer.
Steve
please.
Probably bleaches his asshole.
I don't, actually. I just scrub
I guarantee
it.
You, Steve puts one leg up on the sink, grabs a Bic, and just goes at it.
Can I tell you exactly what I do?
No,
when I, clean
I don't
want to
hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Let him say it, Sean.
All right.
Relax.
I take my soap, and I literally squat and scrub for, you know, a good 10 minutes.
Wait, you squat and scrub. That has nothing
Wait,
to do with hair.
For how many minutes?
Like a good 10 minutes.
You just sit there and scrub your butt for 10 minutes?
Yeah, but I'm in a squatting position.
Really?
Do you have a sponge or a poof?
A loofah.
No, I just use the soap and just fucking scrub away.
Oh, with your hand?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an animal.
Steve, do you know why I don't do that? Two reasons. A, I'm not gay. B, I have to go to work.
What's wrong with fucking
I can't
sparkles?
Spend 30 minutes in a shower.
I do spend 30 minutes in a shower.
I wish I could spend that. After like 15, the
literally,
hot water's gone.
I leave my house. Steve says, all right, I'm going to hop in a shower. I'll be done by the time you get here. I get here like 35 minutes later. I get here. Jamie says, oh, he's still in the shower.
Yeah.
I just want to say, dear Queen Elizabeth, how is cleaning our assholes not sexy?
Nope. Let's wait for an answer.
Mr. Producer, that really wasn't difficult to drive the show over a cliff tonight. It's,
no, we were already... Yeah. we were the proverbial sheep on the edge of a cliff.
I was
pushing back.
I was literally...
We didn't push back,
that.
Though. We just,
I know, we just jumped off.
Like, fuck
this.
With the Wile E. Coyote puff of smoke when you hit the bottom.
Maid service in Texas, Lubbock, Texas. Nude maid service.
Okay, that's good.
Okay,
on.
I like what I'm hearing.
Okay, make sure at the end you say a telephone number so I can write it down.
Exactly. The owner of Fantasy Maid Service. Ooh, full and true fantasy. Doesn't have a permit to operate a sexually oriented business, and officers are watching for any violations, which would bring a $2,000 fine. But the owner, Melissa Borrett, insists she is not operating such a business. Customers pay $100 an hour for one maid, or $150 an hour for two maids. No touching is allowed.
But they can scrap.
I don't know. I guess so.
It just says no touching.
It says, we really just clean houses. These girls are not performers. They're maids.
What's the point
naked.
Then?
We only clean houses and squirt milk out of our pussies.
What?
Wait, what? Whoa.
Where did they even come from?
That's not. That's
it's so a video I was watching earlier, watching it. Moving on.
Well, the West Texas native and mother said she started the business about a month ago because she was struggling as a waitress to make ends meet.
I'm sorry, did you say and mother?
She has a mother as well. Mm.
But her daughter doesn't work with her, does she?
I hope not.
Uncomfortable.
Her business model isn't unique, but the city's ordinance requires all sexually oriented businesses to apply for a permit, which costs $650 a year, and to post a $5,000 surety bond or letter
that?
Of credit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's basically saying this is a maid service, and they are nude.
Huh.
So for $150 an hour in Texas, you can get a naked lady to clean your underwear.
Or for $1.50, you can go in a peep booth and jerk off.
You could do that, too.
Done. Or for free, I can just Google.
Damn.
Or Extreme Tube.
Can't Google your mother.
Extreme Tube.
You're a fucking asshole.
I wonder how much it costs getting your mother to clean my room naked.
Maybe we can get Extreme Tube to sponsor us.
Hope you fall into a volcano, Kevin.
Fall into a volcano.
Yeah. Mama Oceans, could you...
Oh, they had a 20% discount.
Could you
find
my laundry
weekend
with your tits out?
What? She does everything minus her tits out.
Who's doing what with
tits? Fuck off, Steve.
And then at the end of the article, it says, editor's note, comments have been closed due to inappropriate remarks.
What could people possibly say about this?
It sounds like a wonderful thing.
Besides, it's great, I totally pay it, or...
They're really efficient workers.
Somebody post a Google review.
They're all legal Americans. There's not a single day laborer.
I wonder if they have a website. Let's see.
So Steve,
free, talk amongst yourself.
Yeah.
How did the
that's that
go?
Website.
I'm actually going to go pee.
I think one day I'm definitely going to bring a mic in there so you guys can listen how long like 18 beers takes to come out of my bladder.
You did not drink 18 beers.
Bullshit.
Probably pretty close to that.
What? Yes. You missed the story about the naked maids.
I want to see naked maids. Where are they at?
You don't see them. That's, oh, maybe you do see them.
Yes.
Well, here's a...
Ew. Ooh, what's up,
Mary
Jane?
Mary Jane is, looks not bad.
There's Angel, Mary Jane, and Star.
All right, backpedal.
Star is kind of gross. Angel's kind of fat. I'd have to go with Mary Jane in the middle there.
Mary Jane's she's honest and hardworking.
I guess so.
Reliable, driven, and motivated.
Wow.
At the end of each appointment, you will receive one handy.
Yeah, right.
I think.
This is Fantasy Maid Service of Lubbock.
Yeah, right, let's see some of these pictures. And the story says that there's nothing sexual about it, yet it's called Fantasy Maid Service.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, oh, jeez. Okay, here's lots of pictures.
Gross.
Gross.
Maybe she looks better naked. You can't judge.
It's possible.
She's wearing a dress there.
She doesn't want to give too much.
Ew.
Okay, that's gross, yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Was that Star?
Star is a little...
Oh, nice tattoo, pig.
Yeah, Star's brutal.
Jesus.
Pig.
Star is a little...
All right, go back to... go to Mary Jane,
Mary
please.
Jane. Nope, that's the
well,
first.
You know what? She's a little better than her picture.
That could be passable. No,
the face is
you got to
really
scroll down past the face. That's, yeah. That's what's important.
That's where you...
Okay, nah, that's the other one.
Forget about it.
Why is she taking a cell phone pic in a fucking dressing room for her website?
And
because she couldn't afford the dress she's wearing, so she took a picture of it in the dressing
yeah,
room.
Yeah, you're right.
And put it back on the rack.
Yeah, look, she got a little bowl. She has a penis.
That pink hoodie behind her is her real clothes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And her dirty shoe on the ground.
Hoodies up. Justice for Trayvon. I think that... you know what? She's all right. I think Angel's all right. I don't feel
here.
Like any of these girls could be justified for $100 an hour.
Well, this one's all ripped on E and shit.
Serious drug abuse there.
Yeah, they really do look like druggies.
Can our viewers see this page or no?
If you go to fantasymaidservice.com. I'm sorry. Lubbock. Fantasymaidservice.com.
Just Google Fantasy Maid Service.
Yeah,
how
that's
about
what
that?
I did.
Lubbock, like the town in
so
Texas.
I'm realizing now that there's like three pictures and they're just...
There's three
themselves.
Girls.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what? With the awful white balance on that, she looks okay.
Yeah.
Awful white balance. You can see her disgusting, fucking destroyed body.
Destroyed.
Destroyed by drugs.
Jesus.
What is
Why
that?
Do they all have, like, very awkwardly placed tattoos?
Why do they all have track marks?
She's.
Those are stretch marks.
Look at, she's looking in the mirror where to stick the needle in her wrist.
Yeah.
From this end, right,
so this is not a
belly.
Fantasy.
It is not completely not a fantasy. Yeah. If it was hot chicks, I'd be okay. This is a fantasy. This
guys,
a,
remember.
Well, this is Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, this might be the cream of the crop here.
This is a fantasy.
As they're dusting a trailer, some fucking three-tooth fucking hillbilly's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to jack to that later.
I'm going to crack another Alamo.
All right. We got another question from Mr. Producer.
Oh,
all
boy. Right. Go on.
Would you guys rather watch a porn with your parents or watch a porn of your parents?
Depends. Are the camera views mostly far angle where I can see that they're my parents or are they just on penetration?
I would definitely say with.
Yeah, because I already have watched porn with my dad, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
I would watch the porn.
I've watched one of his porns. Does that count?
Oh.
I would watch the porn of my parents as long as the whole thing was shot in the back of ball shot.
Back of balls.
Yeah, see, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. If it's just penetration, I can picture it's somebody else. But if if I see that, you know, their faces, then it's just weird.
What about you, Justine?
Gross.
Wait, that's not an answer. Gross. Which one? Would you rather watch a porn with or of your parents?
Oh, neither
Silence
one.
Silence doesn't help.
Neither one of them. Okay, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I never had that talk.
How about you, James?
Like that talk and say, oh, this is porn. Oh, what? She's going to talk over me. No, go ahead. I'll wait.
I was waiting.
No,
she
go ahead.
She was waiting.
No,
she's being patient.
Go ahead.
The one who talks over is the one offended.
That really? Because I've actually concentrated on say, every one of you have talked over me.
Somebody almost talked over him.
I would rather watch one with my parents.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Okay, and you're watching with your parents. And
so anyway.
And Pops exposes his penis. Then
oh,
what?
Boy.
He's like, this is just too much for me to handle.
Now, what kind of twins are you two?
Nocturnal.
They're born at night?
What kind of twins are you?
Me, Curtin twins.
They are unidentical.
Why can't you answer that?
Why are you asking?
Because I'm saying, like, this question is being asked to two people who were born, you know.
Oh, dick.
You know, of this, either the same egg or the same sperm or, you know, you're getting two very different answers here.
Two different eggs that fertilized. What's that? What's the rest?
Two. Okay, so
guys, I'm kind of an expert. I am a twin myself.
Yes.
What happens is, the dad shoots a super power load.
Super power load.
Wow.
Strong enough to knock another egg out of the uterus.
So it's kind
of
like
whatever,
it's like if you pump a super sucker too many times, where it gets really like
yes,
tough to
really
do.
Tight.
You ever have like that fucking ultra super sucker where it says like don't squirt within like 20 feet of your
yes.
face?
Yes.
Super sucker 5,000.
No, that's what the dad's dick does. And it's strong enough to like, and actually it impregnates at least a dozen eggs, but sometimes it just is so powerful those eggs explode.
A dozen eggs.
Yes. Like, I can't take it. There I go.
Those eggs explode. And that's how like triplets and quadruplets and sextuplets, that's
it
how they're
happens,
all born.
Yeah.
It's a super load. It swims super fast. It fucking just goes right up there.
Yeah.
Starts knocking eggs out. And sometimes the eggs explode and sometimes they become babies.
They just go split them right in half.
Yeah. And I know this because I am, in fact, a twin.
Are you?
Yes.
Is there differences between you and your twin?
Yeah, her penis is a lot bigger than mine.
So weird because I know her.
Ew.
Never serve my pizza again.
Oh, no.
It's, everyone's agreeing in the chat room that this is a fucked up show.
It is, yes. And it should be.
Kevin is getting like Gandhi tonight. You're getting skinny in India? No fucking way.
What are you not eating?
I am fasting, yes.
he's been fasting since the sixth burger.
Yeah.
He's like, this burger, I'm done fasting. For 2 hours.
So, Justine, what kind of twins are you?
Is it fraternal?
Fraternal means they were in the same.
That means
egg.
They're brothers.
That means.
So does that mean
the
if
the father
I tweak,
is responsible?
If
for
I
the
tweak
twinage.
Jamie's nip tonight, will you wake up like ow?
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
No, her panties will just be sopping wet
when she wakes up. She'll be like, "Oh my god, what happened?
Oh my god, it's like it's like a water slide."
So there,
there
are three types of twins, right?
Fraternal, paternal,
and nocturnal.
We're nautical together.
You forgot nocturnal.
That's it.
Fraternal, fraternal.
One egg that's split into two.
Yeah,
identical twins.
Yeah, fraternal. What's the other one?
They started to split, and they just chucked up the deuces.
No, there's only two types, and that's mono and stereo.
Oh.
That's when mono is like when they're stuck together, and stereo is when there's two separate babies.
Damn. And they have sick bass.
And again, I emphasize, I'm an expert on twins.
Because you are one.
Because I am one.
Are you identical or fraternal?
No, I'm a stereo.
Okay.
I'm actually an expert on twins.
No, you
could
be identical with a boy and a girl. Yes, you can.
Bullshit.
No, you can't.
Oh, impossible.
How is it impossible?
Shut up.
He's an expert. He's a twin.
Identical twins are from the same egg. And they're like,
excuse me, the two of you?
I got to be honest. I work with somebody that, well, okay, I'll say was an identical twin.
I'm glad you're being honest.
Okay. But looked nothing like his brother.
Yeah,
excuse me.
But they're identical.
Yeah, it happens. Unidentical, identical.
I'm actually an expert. Before anybody says anything, I'm actually an expert. My sister, guess how long she was born before me?
A couple years.
3 years and 4 months. That makes us almost paternal twins.
Almost paternal.
Almost. Almost Irish twins. Not even close.
All right, then I have nothing.
As usual.
Oh, Derek, I'm going to come over and slap your bald head.
Cool story, bro.
Just got the shirt today.
I know.
Just got it today.
I could tell the ink is still hard.
It hasn't been washed yet.
And it's a medium. It still fits.
It's like a medium.
Derek hasn't had a medium since he was born.
Seriously.
Only medium value
medium
meal.
Derek has. Oh, damn it. I was just
going to tonight.
That's why Derek leaves early, because Wendy's closes early.
That's right. I got to.
No, you can eat great really late. Yeah. That's the slogan now.
Until midnight or later.
One midnight or later, I got to go. In case later never
be
comes.
Be fat with no
I got
limits.
3 hours to get around the corner. I'm out of here.
What else you got for us, Derek?
Let's do a video. We didn't do a video at the end.
What do you got?
I want to see titties flopping now.
Go, Derek. Yours.
It's breaking news.
Whoa, that's loud. That's fucking loud. Fox 16.
One of the best times to have one working ear headphone.
Junior High on Thursday afternoon to treat students who inhale pepper spray. Good evening, I'm Donna Terrell.
I'm Kevin Kelly. Like the superintendent says the on-campus police officer sprayed it to clear the hallway at Jack Roby Junior High School.
Awesome.
That's a great idea.
Fox 16's Dustin Barnes talked to a student who says the spraying caused a lot of chaos.
As long as they said, don't tase me.
Oh, God. Here we go. Yes. How come all your interviews are interviews with black people?
Because if you say, hey, get to class, white people will go.
Not knowing that he was going to spread, I ran. I like walked straight into it.
I walked straight into it and said, oh, bitch, my eyes.
Pause, please.
Three went to the hospital and 17 others left early.
Everybody started hollering. I mean, we just had people just gagging everywhere. Just throwing up and everything, and I'm like, what's going on? I have bronchitis, and it's just like
asthma. Bronchitis.
I got bronchitis.
I'm okay now, though.
Yeah, but bronchitis is actually the name for a baby.
I smelled that shit, and bronchitis came right out.
Payne says the students took too long to get to class, wow. So the officer pointed the spray toward the ground.
They're coming right for us.
Students. You could at least say it. You know, that honky could have at least said. But spraying mace, he went too far with it.
No, you might have concealed weapons.
Awesome.
This student black woman has a comb outside. Over.
Parents and emergency crews took over the campus.
I like your weave.
In an incident she believes could have been avoided.
Is that Obama interviewing
her? Be there no more because we could have been laying out somewhere, to be honest.
What?
She had more to say in the cutter.
Do you think the editor just said, I don't fucking care. Click.
And the department did not release the officer's
name.
Who's
this guy?
Superintendent Payne says he can't comment on any possible disciplinary actions until he meets with the department Monday.
Motherfucker.
Time to admit.
Is it weird that the
that's an awkward pause?
Wait, rewind that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen.
This black news lady got pissed and slapped her hands down.
Until he meets with the department
Monday. Watch, she gets pissed.
So we don't know what's going to happen to the officer.
Those stupid-ass honkies.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, look at me, white power, stupid-ass.
It's just senseless fucking rambling. Wow,
this is highly unprofessional. This is what happens when black people get on Fox.
Most people think B2B means business to business, but their conversation was black to black.
Wow.
What the hell does she mean by we could have been lying out somewhere?
What do you mean by we?
I mean dead, like laying out dead.
Yeah, we could have been laying out.
That doesn't
somewhere.
Make sense. You can't die from that.
From what I hear, those people are
which
lazy.
Ones?
So maybe they decided
students in high school.
Students. I'm talking about students.
Students are so lazy.
They're unmotivated. So maybe they're just laying down.
They're just living paycheck to paycheck,
laying
possibly by food stamps. Stupid students.
Students don't get food stamps. Their parents get food stamps.
Oh, that's what I meant. Their parents do.
Unless maybe they're in college. But then again, I don't know.
Can we get a story where they interview a stupid white kid?
Good luck, Derek.
Now, I want to compare the differences here.
Start searching now. We'll have it by next show.
I want to have an interview with a stupid white kid and then an interview with a smart black person.
Is there any way
we
you
got
could...
five stupid white kids here.
I mean, Derek, everyone has a New Year's resolution.
Oh. Yes.
Can you...
If what?
Can you get, like, that dumb broad's words just added to the board so we can fucking just play sound bites of her?
I can try.
We could have been laying out somewhere.
We could have been laying out.
He could have just tased us, bro.
She says she has bronchitis. It was like the day after his interview. And she's out. Fucking perfect health.
I wanted to go get some Taco Bell.
See, I wasn't ready to go to class.
Dip it in the sauce.
I just wanted to go to Kennedy Fried Chicken to get some BBQ sauce.
Kennedy Fried Chicken.
I wanted to hop in my 6'4".
Just real quick, you know you're in a place that you don't want to be in for much longer when you drive past a Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We actually had a wrestling show in some town where I drove by and I said, oh, KF's, that's not it. And their picture, their logo is a giant black man.
Is it really?
It really is. Next time I pass it, I have to take a picture of it.
Mr. Producer has another question for us. Jamie's fixing
would
her
Would you
hair.
Rather have ketchup dispensing belly button or a pencil sharpening nostril?
I would rather have the ketchup dispensing belly.
I can answer that.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this one is really fucking stupid.
No. Excuse me. I got this one.
I can answer this with quite good logic.
Okay, so I'm going to go first so you can follow up with something smart. Because Yeah, you know what I mean. Say you get in the sheets. Long night of drinking. Disgusting fat chick. You just, you know, squirt out the belly button. Ah, dude, you got your period right now. I just can't.
Oh, well, you can squirt it right on her ham tits.
Yeah. Ew. Make them taste better.
Pork roll.
Yeah.
Ew.
Pork roll and ketchup.
Ew. All right, man. What do you got that smart?
I was going to say, since I'm not a huge fan of ketchup, I only eat it on very, very limited things, like maybe 2-3 food stops.
Really?
And I used to draw a lot, but I don't draw anymore because I don't have, like, immediate access to nicely sharpened pencils.
So you want to...
That's the reason.
I knew this would get Derek.
That's the only thing holding you back.
You know what? I want to draw so bad. There's no freshly sharpened pencils.
I don't have immediate access to nicely sharpened pencils.
Yes. When I was a kid...
That is your new fucking quote for the new show intro.
It is. When I was a kid... We used to have the shittiest pencils in the house. We didn't have, like, Dixon Ticonderoga pencils.
Do you not hear yourself?
Huh? He just said Dixon Ticonderoga.
I did.
We had shitty pencils. I was like,
we had horrible pencils in my house always. Because
fuck all this great food. Get better pencils.
Because the Dix ties were too expensive.
I want
too
expensive
pencils. Ties.
You know?
You had, like, the one with the real soft wood that you
could,
like...
Yes. Yeah, you could almost bend the pencil. Like,
yeah.
Mom, I try to erase. There's just all these pink marks all over my pencil. Mom.
And I never had an electric pencil sharpener.
Mom, we have the Scantron tomorrow, and I cannot bring these cheap pencils.
I'm not even...
Don't embarrass me.
It is embarrassing. Because you're like, no matter how hard you try, you can't darken that circle enough. Do you remember that? I don't know if you ever experienced that.
He's got those shitty pencils with the plastic wrap over the outside. Yes. So as you sharpen them, it's peeling
yes.
off.
No. All he's got is those jumbo pencils with the rope on the bottom of them by the eraser. A foot long pencil. Oh, this stinks. I hate you.
Oh, Matt was notorious for drawing Ninja Turtles and our friends that were fat eating yes. telephone poles.
I could bust out a Ninja Turtle right now.
Matt was notorious for
everything. If you had a
pencils.
Fucking nose sharpener, you could.
I could, because then I would just sharpen that pencil at any time.
And then
now, do you
I would
turn it, or is it electric?
It'll be electric. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Ask producer that. Is it electric or do you have to turn the pencil?
Yes.
Oh,
well, and while he answers that,
what if you have to put the pencil in your nose, but then put your finger in your ear as the crank to fucking
that
get
would
it
be
going?
Fun.
What?
That would
like
be
a rotary phone? One.
No, right. Like how they had it, the sharpener attached
yeah, it
to
had
the fucking...
It had the multiple dial on it for the different size pencils.
And you had to turn the fucking
And was
crank.
That not the worst when you're taking a test? The whole class is... Yeah. The whole class is quiet, and you got to go up there.
But you try
and everyone's
slow
looking
it
at
first.
You. Yeah.
I'm gonna say the
fuck opposite. It. All right, I'm done.
I'm gonna say the opposite. Just as people use going to the bathroom as a diversion, I would use going to the pencil
yes.
sharpener.
Yes.
As like, oh, I don't know this. I think I gotta sharpen my pencil.
I always might
be able to like
always
take a quick look
bathroom.
As you go by and see
see what other
damn it. Why couldn't they all pick
always
the same
went with the bathroom because yeah.
well, no,
there's always a follow up line. You don't have to go to the bathroom. No. I have to poop.
No, but if you've already taxed out the bathroom, like say you pulled the bathroom card early.
Oh, then I go with sharpen
like a lifeline.
Then you're like, oh.
All you do is you press on your paper a little too hard, snap the lead. Oh, shit. Look at me.
Well, it's not lead. It's graphite.
Whatever. My number 22 question graphite. Is really dark with a broken point over it. 23 is really light. Got to sharpen it.
I have an awesome pencil sharpener story about
Oh, yeah. Everyone has one of those
oh,
tucked
yeah.
in their sleeve. Oh,
So pen. I was at preschool.
Yep.
And I was
naked.
I was trying to impress a chick.
He put his dick in the pencil sharpener so the teacher could see him.
I tried to sharpen my pencil on my dick hole, and she wasn't buying it.
No, all right, listen. This is a true fucking story. Just give me a second.
Okay, before your second, I'm going to tell you by the end, I'm not going to care, so go ahead.
Sweet. All right, well, great. Thanks, Vaughn. So anyway.
Sean is Vaughn.
So,
damn it.
I wanted to impress this chick in
Took
preschool.
Her spot.
In preschool, I wanted to impress this chick. So I told her how fucking tough I was, and she's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, check this out. And I stuck my pinky in the pencil sharpener and cranked away. Yeah, I sliced off my nail bed and everything.
Do you remember what I said about by the end I wouldn't care? I was 100% correct.
Why didn't you just, like, whip out your cock?
Yeah.
I was in preschool. I think I wasn't even getting hard yet.
Yeah, why don't you just rape her?
Yeah.
It's an ice vodka and strawberry.
But I legit sharpened my pinky.
That's
Steve.
Retarded.
Steve, I have a cool knock-knock joke for you. Knock-knock.
Who's there, Vaughn?
Nobody cares about your stupid fucking story.
All right, Vaughn.
Call me Brian Vaughn, you have a punch Shapiro. Dead in the taint.
Brian Shapiro, Steve, the original Steve number one, is the possessor of the ant-infested serum.
Yes. Yes, that is
it
correct.
It was gross, and it was gross, and he said it, and we thought it was a joke, and it wasn't a joke, and there was a lot of ants. A lot of them.
Oh, whoa. Like, what was the time frame of him announcing he had ant-infested cereal?
Wait, hang on one second.
Okay,
this was PK.
You want to act it out, Kev?
Matt, you never heard the story?
He wasn't
here.
No,
I hadn't.
You have?
You know why? Because before he came on the show, he never listened.
All right.
I listened once, and I heard you telling my jokes, and I never listened again.
Oh,
shit.
Okay, but I guess you didn't realize at the end of the joke that I said...
At Corey Havoc. Wait, you
on,
never
Steve.
Heard the story, honestly?
No.
I was at Steve's house, and he was having cereal. And I was like, well, I want cereal too, man. You're not going to offer me cereal?
Where's my cereal?
Exactly. And he's like, well, you can have cereal if you want, but there's ants in it. And I thought he was joking, so like I wouldn't eat the cereal. So I was like, yeah, well, fuck you. You're just joking. So I poured the cereal out, and it's Cocoa Krispies. And I'm eating the cereal, and I get down to where there's only like, you know, 15 little floating in there. And then, but there was an extra 15 swimming in there. And there was legit ants crawling in the cereal.
And the sad thing is, he knew there was ants, and that box still stayed in the house.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Steve.
Because the ants were in the cupboard, and it's like the Indian in the cupboard. It just fucking never went away.
He had a whole bunch of plastic ants, and then he put them in the cupboard, and it came to life.
How many times did he have to pour the cereal and see ants? To then just finally be like, yeah, all right, we have cereal.
This was
ants.
An ongoing thing.
It's just like, all right, now it's getting out of control.
You're not talking like an isolated incident here. This wasn't just one box of cereal. This was like 1 year of his whole life. When we were like 12 years old. All right, we'll push it up to 14 years old. He had ants everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in that kitchen, and particularly in the cereal. And he just like lived with it. Like, I don't know. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I have a question.
He also lived with mice.
There might be ants in it. And you're like, yeah, right. You're joking. Well, guess what? Ants.
According to Mr. Producer, would you rather fight Mike Tyson once or talk like him the rest of your life?
Fight.
I would talk like him for the rest of my life and fight him in hopes that it would correct my speech.
But then it wouldn't be the rest of your life because... If you were hoping that it would correct your speech, then wouldn't it be done after the...
Thank you, Kevin.
But if he punches you, you might fucking die.
Yeah.
No, I would fight him once for money.
I would take a dive for Mike Tyson.
Hell fuck yeah, I would.
I'd do the job for Mike Tyson.
I would flinch.
Can we just put it out there that everyone has taken a dive that's fought Mike Tyson? Because it's a work?
Oh. I'm going to say everyone here has taken a dive because I'm pretty sure Derek has lost to Steve.
That's true.
Matt's lost to Steve.
That's true.
I've lost to Steve. Definitely fucking dive.
Yeah, you actually have. I don't think Nicky Oceans has ever pinned me.
Derek lost a cupcake a job one time.
Wow. And Kevin, you have to team with Steve, so therefore you're diving every goddamn time.
Damn.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Anybody here ever beat Mike Tyson on Punch Out?
Yeah, absolutely. Once. I mean, we were friends, and then, you know, it was a little scuffle, and I never talked to him again.
I beat that game once.
Me too. I never beat Tyson.
I've never beat Tyson in Punch Out. But I have ejaculated without having an erection.
Really?
What?
That's impressive.
That's not possible.
Hey, Kevin.
This is a whole new story.
Okay, you're saving the show.
Here we go.
Kevin,
how did you do this?
Finally,
Tommy?
At 9:02, you saved the show.
How did you do this, Tommy Dreamer?
Well, someone should have said something because me and Kevin, same goddamn boat.
Kevin and I.
Derek, I swear to God, I'll punch you in the trachea.
Come on over. Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
I wish I could elaborate, but according to Derek, we're low on time. So,
Derek, it's fine. No, I guess you're going to hear our awesome stories.
How did you do it?
Did you really do this, or are you just pulling?
No, it's a legit thing. It can happen.
Pulling our cranks,
kind of fly or something.
Go ahead, Kev.
No, you said yes. Or are you going?
Well, no, I complimented yours. So you tell, then I tell.
Okay.
You were looking at my autograph.
Autograph.
I had a shirt Sean left in my house from a party. It was on my bed. And I smelled it.
And you came.
I started dripping.
I've worn that.
Did you really do that? Or you? Because you're laughing. I don't know if it's serious or not.
You got to just say it now.
Please say that you did because I'm going
to
feel like
Listen,
an asshole.
Listen, I've admitted to fucking a five doll. Okay. You can do this.
Several times.
Okay. The situation was as follows.
Okay.
I was fucking getting ready for a little master date. I'm like, I'm about to crank it. And, you know, I'm working it up. To get to the erect point to jerk off, and it just shoots.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Really? Because
was it intense?
No.
Like, was it an awesome, like, gasm?
I'm like, how did this fucking happen? Like, it just...
It was disappointing.
It just...
Oh.
Did you get nervous?
Yeah.
Now this can happen anytime.
My immediate thought was, I probably have prostate cancer.
This is a problem.
How long ago was this?
Yesterday.
You knew that question was coming.
3 weeks ago.
Really? Are you serious?
Yes.
That's why it hasn't come up before.
Because there comes to that point where you're like, you know, just a semi. And you're like, all right, I'm just going to fucking work shit. And then all of a sudden you feel that tickle, the in your belly.
That is like, called the point of ejaculatory inevitability.
And you just go, no, no,
that is what it's called.
Is it really?
You just stop.
It's inevitable.
Yeah,
it's
ejaculatory inevitability.
You don't know what to do. It's inevitable. You just stop and you just feel pulsating.
It's going to happen. Like, it might not be what you want it to be, but it's coming.
And
no
you just kind of hold it in. I can't. Mm-hmm. There it goes. Son of a bitch.
Well, you should do those Kegel exercises because that'll help you.
Yeah, Derek's had plenty of practice.
Have any of you guys here had a wet dream? Have you ever woken up blowing your pants out?
Nope. Really?
Because I have.
Well, because you're like 30 years past 13. Blowing your pants
out. No, listen.
You're 43, Steve.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you fucking old
it
trooper.
It was in an awkward situation, but I did have a wet dream.
Please, describe.
Tell your wife to shut the fuck up.
Anyway, Jamie's trying to ruin the show now.
All right, Steve, what do you got?
As if we didn't do that enough ourselves.
I was just kidding.
Just shot down.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Tell the goddamn story.
I can't.
I will hit you in the temple with this microphone, and Derek will yell, but I won't care.
Steven, what's more important, your wife's opinion or the show?
Derek.
You got to remember, we're going to be out of here in a half hour, then you'll be alone with her.
Look, if you don't look her directly in the eyes, then it's as if you never told it.
Steve, look at me. Tell the story or I'll fucking
Did Jamie leave the room?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So this is what happened.
You look back, you son of a bitch.
You know what? Of all the stuff you said on the show, this story can't be told?
Really? Yeah, I know. It's not.
What's that? Oh, it involves you?
Oh, involves you. Go ahead. So say something,
Well,
chick.
It didn't have to involve you until you just until said you it involved you. And
actually, I was going to open it up exactly involving her.
Okay, so me and Jamie.
So, Steve, some chick was rubbing your dick.
No, that's not what happened.
So some chick was riding your dick.
No, that's not what happened.
Did you wake up stuck to her?
It was a wet dream. It wasn't a reality.
So some chick looked at you.
I don't remember what the dream was.
You're an asshole.
You don't have to remember what the dream was, as long as there's a funny story that goes with it.
Okay, Steve, would you rather have four extra inches
Save me.
And last 5 minutes, or current length and last an hour?
Out music.
I already left I already last 5 minutes now, so I'll take the four extra inches.
Thanks, Derek.
And Mr. Producer seems to think that wrestlers are stupid.
Most of us are. You're
guess
not.
Guess what, Mr. Producer? Suck my dick.
I'm stupid.
He is.
Mr. Producer, now a member of the Clutch and Wiggle family.
He is.
Awesome. Oh.
I'm happy with that.
So, Mr. Producer, you're a great guy.
He actually had a show last night going, and he had to shut it down because of the storms going on. All right,
Steve, you fucking ruined the show. Whoops. Derek, play the album. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I would like to thank Mr. Producer for assisting us with the content.
Thank you, Mr. Producer. I'm sorry for saying to suck my dick.
What would you guys want? The extra four or an extra half hour?
I would dare a girl to last more than 5 minutes. Four extra inches.
What if I only asked for 2 inches and last a half an hour? Okay, I guess that's fine. I mean, if silence means fine. I'm in.
It's fine. It's all right.
Oh, fuck this show. Follow me on Twitter at Nikki Oceans.
I could last an hour.
Oh, shit.
All right. Why is Brian Shapiro going to see us on Friday?
Because we have a show on Friday.
Really? Because I have to work until 7 o'clock
Friday,
Eastern Standard Time.
And Kearney, New Jersey.
Kearney.
The
two
rude dudes.
Girls.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Wait, what?
Just shut up.
You going to Kearney?
Shut up.
Shut back from some fish and chips.
Kearney, New Jersey. Boys and Girls Club.
Really? Because that's exit 15W on the turnpike, and I had to come from exit 8 at 7 o'clock.
National pro wrestling superstar.
I am fucked.
Nose hairs out of my nose.
Wait, Brian Shapiro, you won't see me on Friday because by the time I get there, I'll be fired.
Wait, you're coming from exit 8?
I had to come from West Windsor, New Jersey to Kearney, New Jersey.
What?
I work until 7 o'clock.
Wait, hang on a second, guys. I got something.
I am fucked.
At Corey Havoc on Twitter.
At UMK Shock
and that
on
is
Twitter.
It.
At
Oh my god, it actually spelled.
I know.
At Brielle Silva, thanks for following. Brielle Silva, I appreciate all the support.
I'm working on a video people. Game store.
I appreciate all the support that all you people give my tits.
At.
We love
Brent. Cool Hand Duke.
All right.
At.
Jamie Excellent.
Two Pussy Rogers.
Fuck you, Nikki Stinky Lotions.
Nice Nikki one. Stinky. How long have you been holding that one, you fucking pocky asshole?
We'll see you next week. Be sure to check out aristocratsradio.com. Also, I only have a handful of stickers left.
I have a handful also.
I have nothing. I have nothing.
Yeah. I thought you ran out.
Derek, almost. As much as you say I don't do anything for the show, I have ran out.
You got like a lot. I got like maybe a dozen here.
Okay. Give me six.
And they still smell good. If you would like a sticker before they are gone forever.
See you, Gina Bobina.
Bye, Gina Bobina.
Donate $5 to the show right on the website there. If you donate $5, give us your address. We'll send you stickers.
And if you donate $6, I might even come on it.
Thank you, Opie's V, for hanging out. Mr. Producer, Gina Bobina, Derek, B-Shaps, Aristo TV.
And if you donate $20 to CombatNetwork.com, we will give you free AV cables.
Go ahead, finish, Derek. I cut you off.
If you donate to aristocrats.com, Derek will tell you what you'll get. Go ahead, Derek.
Stickers.
Oh.
And then once we get new stickers made, thanks to our friend Kevin, eventually.
Really?
We'll send you the new ones.
And too. If you want t-shirts, DM us or whatever.
Pay us.
Yeah.
Outright.
And we'll get you information for that.
Right, so we'll see you next week.
If you donate $10, I'll send you a naked picture of my friend Derek.
And me.
Come dick fart.
Mm-hmm.
Buttocks, chink, pecker, pork.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. Oh.